Wacker Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
Find one-of-a-kind fall decor and more at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage has a wide assortment of fall decor, including artificial flowers, leaves and pumpkins, garland and wreaths, mantle swag, and glassware, pillows, and pine cones. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by DAP Spray Texture. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take care of the projects you want to get done around your house. The holidays are coming quickly. And if you've got a project you'd like to get done before the hordes of family and friend show up from all around the country, well, now's a great time to take that first step because we're here to help. We will share your to-do list. Just reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, if you're thinking that now, with the holidays just ahead, it's a good time to run your oven self-cleaning cycle. You want to get it all cleaned out in advance of all that pre-holiday baking, right? Wrong. The worst time is to clean your oven before you actually really need it, because cleaning cycles put them through super-duper stress, and they're very likely to fail, especially when getting a repairman will cost you like double time and a half. So we'll give you some alternatives to that process.
Yeah, and then where are you going to find a pre-cooked turkey on Thanksgiving? I mean, come on, guys.
Good
Let's
luck.
Use the noggins. And, you know, winter is very quickly approaching as well, and that is a season that's super tough on your roof. Think about it. You got all the snow, the ice, the freeze and thaw cycle, and your roof takes a ton of punishment, especially at this time of year. And that's why now, right as we're approaching the end of fall, right before winter comes, really is a great time to plan for any roofing work that might be needed to be done come springtime. So we're going to share some tips now for a DIY roof check.
And one of the most effective ways to reduce drafts and lower home heating costs is to seal the spaces where cold air leaks in. Now, spray foam is a great way to do just that. We're going to share some tips on a new product that makes that job easier than ever.
But first, you guys have some home improvement questions for the holiday season, and, you know, Santa's not answering your letters quick enough? Well, turn to us over here at the Money Pit. We can help you save money, save time, avoid those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to making your dream house.
And the number, once again, is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or just go to moneypit.com/ask. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
All right, we've got Ruth on the line from St. Thomas, Pennsylvania. You got us all excited we were going to the Caribbean, but we're sticking in the Northeast.
I know.
How can we help you today?
Well, I have a heat pump in my house. That's how we heat through that. And somebody told me that I have to have that's serviced every winter for the heat pump, and in the spring I have to have the air conditioner serviced. Is there any truth to that? Because someone else told me that if you have an electrical heat pump, you do not have to have it serviced every year. So I was just wondering.
So you do need to have it serviced, but just once a year, because it's pretty much going to operate the same in the heating system and the cooling system, and they test both systems as part of the normal service. The difference between the heating and the cooling is one valve called a reversing valve, and it basically reverses the refrigeration cycle.
Okay.
And that can be checked as part of the summer AC service, so I don't think you have to do it twice a year. You certainly have to do it once a year. But living in Pennsylvania, a heat pump is probably a very expensive way for you to heat. I will tell you there's new technology out there now in heat pumps that are designed for northern climates. Bosch Home Comfort is a manufacturer of many of these inverter heat pumps that can actually handle heating when the temperature is like minus 5 or minus 10 outside. And
oh, yeah?
They don't cost more to operate than what a gas furnace might be. So they're certainly a good option for those that don't have access to gas, for example, for their heating, where you can get air conditioning in the same system at a very, very affordable cost. So that's something to keep in mind for when it's time to upgrade the system. But for right now, I'd say servicing it once a year is the hot ticket.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
All right. Well, good luck with that project, Ruth.
Bye.
Heading out to Brian in Pennsylvania, who needs some advice on how to remove a door from the hinges. That is a project. What's going on?
How's the best way to take a door off its hinges, and more importantly, to put it back on its hinges? I'll be doing all this work by myself. What I'm doing is replacing the bottom sweep.
Well, it's actually not that difficult. What you want to do is this. The exterior hinges are going to have a hinge pin that runs through them, and that hinge pin will be accessible from the bottom of the hinge. So you take a nail set and your hammer, and you gently tap that pin up from the bottom of the hinge until you see it start to come out of the hinge at the top. You may need some help to do this. I typically like to do this with the door in the fully closed position because it helps support the door. But I will pop out that hinge pin from all three hinges, and then I will turn the handle and then lift that door or lean it towards me and take it out of its opening that way. Now, you mentioned that you want to cut this door, trim this door, do some work on it. I strongly recommend that when you get this out and you lay it on some sawhorses that you mark the bottom, because the top and the bottom of a door, when it's out of the frame, look surprisingly similar, and you wouldn't want to cut the wrong size. Don't ask me how I know that. You just wouldn't want to do it, okay? So pop those hinge pinches out just like that by tapping them out from the bottom of the nail set. And sometimes if you can't get the nail set in under the lip of the hinge pin, what you could do is use like a screwdriver and just tap the screwdriver a little bit to get it to come out the rest of the way. When you put it back together, remember to put a little WD-40 on those pins, and they'll go back together very, very easily.
You are listening to The Money Pit. What are you guys working on this weekend? Maybe you're just chilling out, getting ready for the holidays that are coming, or maybe you're in like super to-do mode. You've got a ton of things to tackle before everybody starts ringing that bell. Well, whatever you are working on, here's one thing you should not be doing anytime soon, is running that self-clean cycle on your oven. You might be thinking now's the perfect time, but we're going to tell you why it's not when The Money Pit returns.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What kind of projects are you guys tackling this weekend? I know everybody's getting busy with the holidays approaching. We're all trying to make the house look super cute and be family ready. So whatever it is that you guys have on your to-do list, let us know. We would love to help you by sharing our lifetime of knowledge on all these projects. Believe me, we've done them all. And if I haven't done them, Tom's done them and vice versa. I mean, he can't upholster a couch, but I can. But I can't do plumbing. So we've got it even Stevens here. So reach out to us or even tune into the Money Pit podcast. You've got a lot of great ways to get a ton of home improvement info. If you want to follow the podcast, tune in at moneypit.com/podcast. All right. Now we're going to remote Alaska where Lonnie has an igloo question. I don't think we've ever talked about an igloo.
Okay. Well, we have the opportunity to purchase a monolithic dome, which is it looks like an igloo.
Oh, okay.
And when we were touring it, it's only a 20-foot in diameter. But they did have a dehumidifier inside, and on the outside, it had just been painted with a, like a vinyl paint, a thicker paint. Okay. And there was bubbles on the outside, and I took a knife and poked it, and water drained out. Yeah. So I'm wondering if there's a condensation problem, especially for mold, and what it would take to remedy that.
So what is this dome constructed out of? Is the entire thing concrete, or what's it made out of?
It is concrete.
Well, listen, you've got to have some sort of a system to try to manage moisture in a space like that, because let's face it, first of all, concrete is very hydroscopic, so water that will get into that concrete at the base where it comes in contact with the soil, and it'll draw up into the concrete surface and essentially saturate the entire thing. If there's bad drainage, it can get worse, but I could definitely see how it would stay very, very damp. The moisture that you're seeing inside that paint is clear evidence of the fact that this structure is holding a lot of water. Now, it could draw from the soil, or it could just be from the humidity in the air that's getting into the walls. So it definitely has to be managed, and it sounds like just a dehumidifier by itself may not be the answer. You might need to really have an HVAC Pro design system that could manage that moisture. And in terms of the paint itself, you also have to choose a paint that is designed to stick well to concrete. You mentioned it's a really thick paint. We've seen a lot of paints out there that claim to be sort of almost like a liquid siding that are very thick, but the problem is that they're not vapor permeable, so they don't breathe. As a result, everything stays underneath it, and then when you see those bubbles and the water is just forming right there, it's just going to continue to push that right off. And I imagine when it gets really, really cold, it'll probably freeze and expand and crack that paint, basically making it worthless. So I think you have reason to be concerned, and I would definitely, if there's a good professional home inspector in that area that could look at it for you, that might be a pro to start with, but I definitely think you're going to need to have an expert design a system that works for that. You know, typically when you paint concrete, you want to use an epoxy-based paint that has really high adhesion and really strong durability. But it sounds to me like this paint that they used in this case was not that type of paint.
Okay.
Well, the holidays are approaching quickly, and if you're thinking about cleaning your oven in advance of a pre-holiday baking bonanza, our advice, don't. Believe me, do not do it. You know, while self-cleaning ovens might be one of the century's finest advances in cooking technology, running that self-cleaning cycle just before a big baking day might end up with you running to the bakery to buy pies instead.
Yeah, and here's why, you guys. Now, running a self-cleaning cycle puts your oven through a lot more stress than pretty much anything else you can ask it to do. Studies show that ovens may tend to break down or perform inconsistently just after the self-cleaning cycle. And if your oven is on the verge of such a breakdown, and Murphy's Law being what it is, you can count on that happening just hours before the in-laws are about to show up expecting a grand home-cooked meal, which if the oven's going to break, they are not going to get. And finding that service technician or even ordering parts and repairing the oven yourself is not something that can always be accomplished on such a short notice. So skip that self-cleaning cycle and stick to manual wipe-downs until the guests are gone.
Yeah, do you know how hot an oven gets in self-cleaning cycle?
Oh, my gosh. Is it like 600 degrees?
No, it's like 900.
Nine?
It's like two or three times the hottest you would ever set it for normal cooking. That's why it's totally stressed out. Now, in the meantime, if you can't do the self-clean cycle, we've got three quick and easy oven maintenance tips that won't leave your oven down for the count. First, check the oven temperature. You can find out whether your oven's built-in thermostat is accurate with the aid of a separate oven thermometer. Set the temperature and then compare the temperature of the thermometer with the set temperature. The thermometer temperature should be no more than 25 degrees above or below the set temp.
Now, you can also check your oven door gaskets. Now, that gasket is meant to keep the heat inside the oven, and over time, these oven door gaskets can become torn or deformed, and then that's going to allow the heat to escape. So you want to inspect those gaskets, ensure that they're in good condition, and if they're not, replacing them is a very simple oven repair.
And lastly, check out the oven door hinges. If an oven door does not close properly, it's kind of like a window or a door. If it has a little bit of a gap in it, heat can escape. So you want to make sure the door closes tightly and evenly. And if it doesn't, check for broken or bent door hinges or door springs, which again should be replaced. And that's a pretty easy DIY project.
All right, heading out to Idaho where we've got Eric on the line who's got some issues with moisture in their money pit. What's going on?
Hi, Leslie. We've got a duplex that was built probably in the late 50s, early 60s. And it had single pane windows. And both sides seem to have started having a moisture issue where the windows all winter long, even fall and spring, the two big kitchen windows that are maybe 5 foot by 5 foot and the big front living room window, they would get moisture and condensation on them really bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the strange thing is it doesn't seem, and they started to, you know, ruin the nice wood edges of the windows and on the inside and things. The strange thing was, what I was trying to figure out is we didn't, it appears that from 1950 until now, it never really had that problem. And it just started suddenly.
Right.
And I realized that I painted the house. I did an extremely good job of painting the house, sealing up every single crack with caulk. And I'm wondering, I used really the best quality paint I could buy, sealed it like ridiculously, and I didn't realize I heard some people saying, well, a house needs to breathe. And maybe, what I'm thinking is maybe the house had never been painted that well, and it could breathe through the slats in the wood.
What kind of siding do you have, Eric? What kind
it's
of siding?
Just regular wood, wood planks that were, yeah.
I was going to ask you what changed, because you're right, why it happened. I mean, a lot of things could have changed. I mean, you know, you could have more people living in the house. You could have more pets in the house. You know, maybe you had a fan, now you don't have a fan. There's a lot of that kind of stuff that could change. So certainly that could have contributed to it. You have a crawl space on this house?
That was what I wanted to ask about, because we've done a whole bunch of things with fans and venting and all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And when I crawled under the crawl space, it's dirt under the whole duplex, both sides. There's about 3 feet of space, maybe 4 feet of space between the dirt and there's no kind of, covering over the dirt. But what I've noticed is that even in the middle of the winter or even in the spring when the moisture is running off, the snow's melting, even in the spring under there, the dirt is bone dry underneath the house.
It might be, but there's probably humidity and moisture getting up off of that. Okay, so let's kind of just cover the whole space here. So first of all, just to set the record straight, the fact that you have condensation on single-pane windows is not necessarily the fault of the windows. They're not insulated windows, so that's going to happen. You have high humidity inside the house. How is that humidity getting into the house? So it gets into the house from cooking, from breathing, from pets, but it also gets in the house from drainage that's not set up right on the outside of the house. Now, what humidity inside the house, if you have a fan like a range hood in the kitchen, that needs to be vented outside, not recirculating. If you have fans in the bathrooms, those need to run on humidistats so that they automatically will run a good 10 or 15 minutes after you leave the bathroom, because that's when that humidity sort of hangs around and keeps it moving out. And again, they need to be vented outside the house. Now, in terms of that crawl space, you definitely need to put a vapor barrier on that dirt floor. That's going to make a big difference. You want to use a fairly thick plastic sheeting, visqueen sheeting. You want to overlap it about 4 feet, so don't go edge to edge, but overlap it and get it right up to the edge of the wall. If you have crawl space vents, those ought to be open, except for the very coldest of months. And then most importantly, I want you to do something you may not have connected to this moisture problem, and that is I want you to look at your drainage conditions outside the house. And what I mean by that is, starting with the gutters, we want to make sure that they are adequate in size, they're not overflowing, that the downspouts are discharging, not the way contractors typically leave them, which is sort of right at the corner of the foundation. You need to add an extension to all those downspouts to go out 5-6 feet. So now we're pushing water out away from the foundation perimeter. And we're really doing a good job at managing that roof water. The next time you get a really heavy rainstorm, I want you to grab your umbrella and go outside and look at what's happening with the water that's gone on that roof and how it's coming off that roof. Is it overflowing gutters? Are downspouts clogged? You might learn a lot about where that water is going. You definitely don't need it anywhere near the house. You want to keep that first 4 to 6 foot perimeter as dry as possible. And you do that, number one, by gutters, and secondly, by grading, having soil slope away, making sure we're not trapping water against the house like we might do if we had like a landscape border or something of that nature. But if you keep the moisture away that perimeter, if you add in the vapor barriers, and if you have good ventilation in terms of fans and you're using them correctly, that's going to make a big difference in how much humidity is inside that house. Oh, and the last thing is attic vents, too. Up in that attic, I don't know what kind of roof shape you have, but if it's like a standard roof, you want to have soffit vents and ridge vents, because a lot of that vapor pressure will end up in that attic, and you want to make sure it's vented when it gets up there. And it's also going to help your insulation be more effective, because when it gets damp, it loses its R value. You got your next DIY project to tackle.
For sure.
All right. All right. Thanks for listening. Good luck with that project.
Take care. Bye-bye.
This is the Money Pit. What's going on at your house this weekend? Perhaps you're tackling some great projects or just getting ready for the winter time and getting all cozy. Well, now is a good time to start thinking about your roof. Is it showing signs of leaks? Maybe some wear and tear? You're thinking, can I replace it? Do I repair it? What do I do? Well, we're going to tell you what you need to know to make that call next.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself.
QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take those DIYs from to do to done. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Sylvia in Ohio is on the line and clearly spilled some glue somewhere. What's going on?
No, I didn't spill glue. We have our carpet in our kitchen is glued down like 20 years ago.
Did you say carpeting in your kitchen?
Yes, they use glue to put the carpet down. My question is, how do we get it off the floor without tearing the whole floor out?
What kind of flooring was it glued over? Is it hardwood?
No, just
plywood?
Yes,
Some sort of a subfloor. So really, you don't have to get it completely off. You just have to kind of get it smooth so you can put whatever kind of flooring down you want to do over that. What kind of flooring do you want to end up with, Sylvia?
We want to put hardwood over it or on it.
So what you should do is get a citrus adhesive remover. There's a number of different citrus-based adhesive removers. They're not as caustic as some of the other adhesive removers. And what it will do is soften that adhesive. And your goal here is just to get any of the sort of the thicker, chunkier areas removed so that what you could do is put down another layer of plywood, an underlayment of plywood, say like a quarter-inch Luan or something like that. Then on top of that, you can install your hardwood floor. There's lots of options with the hardwood floor. You can use engineered hardwood, which is thinner but very, very beautiful, and it's more dimensionally stable, and it would be probably a better choice for a kitchen, because if you put regular hardwood down and you ever had a big leak, spilled a pot of anything, it will swell up and become damaged. But if you use engineered, it's much more stable and resistant to any type of swelling when it gets damp or wet.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, winter is very rough on roofs. I mean, with all the snow and ice and freeze-thaw cycles, roofs do take a lot of punishment this time of year. That's why now is a good time to plan for any roof work that might be needed to keep your home nice and dry. But what's the smartest way to go? Can you repair the roof or replace it? We've got the answer.
Well, now, really, the first step is to evaluate the wear and tear of your roof. Older roofing shingles are generally made from a cotton or a glass fiber base, and then that's covered with an asphalt coating. Now, as the sun heats the roof, the asphalt is going to dry out. So you've got to check your roof for signs of wear and tear. Now, the easiest and safest way for you to do that is by using a pair of binoculars and checking for cracked or curled or even broken shingles from the safety of the ground.
Now, if you've got a worn-out section, maybe it's just a limited small area. For example, maybe an area where a one-story roof intersects with a second-floor or a wall, because what happens in situations like that is that the sun will bounce off the wall and kind of like give the roof doubly the amount of exposure. But if the roof is looking this way, the entire roof, then you really have to think about replacing. Now, if a roof replacement is in order, it's important to determine how many layers make sense. You can usually add one layer of shingles, one additional layer for a total of two. That said, doing a tear-off, though, is not such a bad idea, even if you only have one layer, because the second roof layers don't cool well in the summer, and they will wear out much quicker than the single roofs will. And by the way, if your roof is not in terrible shape in terms of the shingles being totally destroyed, there's a product you can apply called Roof Max that can give you five additional years of life to that roof shingles. We use that on my mom's house in Florida and actually helped us sell the house.
Now, if your roof is actually leaking, you've got to check the flashing. Flashing that's loose or deteriorated is probably responsible for most of those roofing leaks that you can find, and that's an easy repair. Finally, if you do need a new roof, you want to make sure that you improve your roof's ventilation at the same time, because a cool attic is going to keep the roof cooler, and the cool roof is going to last a lot longer.
That's right. The best type of vents to add are passive vents, like not the fans, the kind of vents that don't use any energy. They're really better than using attic fans. Continuous ridge and soffit vent systems, for example, are ideal. These vents are inexpensive, and they can usually be added to a house of any age.
Stan in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I'm at the end of my remodeling my house and installed the new dishwasher, because after the remodel, we put it up for sale. And when I put the dishwasher in, I noticed we started getting an odor out of the dishwasher that I didn't have before.
And this is a brand new dishwasher?
Brand new dishwasher, yes.
Well, I wonder what kind of nasty debris would have collected so quickly, but here's what I would suggest. there's a product on the market that is a dishwasher cleaner. It's made by a company called Glisson, and it's called Dishwasher Magic. And it is quite easy to use. It's essentially a bottle where you loosen the cap, turn it upside down, and put it in your dishwasher as if it was another piece of glassware to wash. And the cleaner comes out during the wash cycle and completely scrubs and cleans and disinfects the dishwasher. In fact, it's the only EPA-registered dishwasher cleaner. And I've used it at my house, and it works really well. And it was quite amazing how bright and shiny and clean and odor-free the dishwasher was at the end of the cycle.
Okay. That's Glisson, right?
Yep, Glisson Dishwasher Magic. You can find it in your local supermarkets and home centers. Go to their website at glissoncleaners.com. They have coupons there and a list of a whole bunch of stores where it's available.
Okay. Appreciate it. I'll try that.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. We are so close to Thanksgiving. I can smell all those delicious pies and tasty sides and delicious turkeys and all the wonderful things that you guys are going to be making for your family in the next coming weeks. So what are you guys working on besides the menu around your Money Pit? Well, whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand. Coming up, spraying floor and wall cavities to seal out those drafts usually requires a bulky two-part foam spraying system. Well, now DAP just launched a new one-part foam insulation that's much easier to use for sealing those gaps in wall and floor cavities, attics, basements, even crawl spaces.
We'll share tips on how this new product helps seal and insulate homes and provides even fire resistance when the Money Pit returns.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marvel Dream Kit today at DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And from gardening to garages on The Money Pit podcast, we help you create your best home ever. So follow us on your favorite podcast app at moneypit.com/podcast.
Now we're heading to South Dakota where Esther has a garage question. What can we do for you today?
Well, we have a long, skinny garage with one door. And I would like to extend the cement floor, of course, and loosen all those bolts that fasten it to the cement and turn it on its side and put two doors or a double door on this long side so we could fit two cars in there.
So you want to take the door from the end of the house where it just basically opens up to this long, extra long garage, and you want to swing the doors over to the side of the house so you can have room for a double door. Is that correct?
Yeah, I just want to turn the garage. I'd leave the hole on the end. You know, I would make that into a sliding
right.
door instead of overhead door so it wouldn't get in the way of the trams up on top. But someone said that they didn't think that that way then the tracks would be going parallel with the stringers across the top.
So your first challenge here, before we talk about your doors, because that's the last thing that you have to deal with, the first challenge is you have to actually structurally change that long side of the house to be able to have these two large garage doors in it. So that is going to require rebuilding those walls. And is this a two-story house on that side?
Okay, no, this is not an attached garage. This is a freestanding garage.
So on that long side, though, is that where the roof sits?
Yes.
The roof rafters come down on that side? All right, so that is a load-bearing wall, Esther. So it has to be reframed for a standard garage opening. That's a big job. This is not just a matter of moving the tracks over and, you know, knocking out a few 2x4s. This is a big job. You're going to have a header across that, which is a beam that's going to support that roof.
Now, would it be better to have one wide door with the beam across or two separate doors with a column in?
Just as much work. Doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Big job. Not a do-it-yourself job. Job for a pro. Frame that out, and then you could... You know, perhaps you could preserve, the old garage door and move it to one side. But I got to tell you, garage doors are a real pain in the neck to take apart. They got about a million pieces to them, and they're a lot easier to put together when they start all disassembled and are built in place.
Well, we have turned garages before in different places where we live.
All right, so this is a project that you are very familiar with, except in this case, you're going to have to reframe that exterior wall, and that is the bigger part of this project.
Okay.
Esther, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, one of the most effective ways to reduce drafts and lower home heating costs is to seal the spaces where cold air leaks in. Now, spray foam is a great way to do just that. And DAP has just launched a new spray foam system that's perfect for builders, remodelers, and serious DIYers.
Now, it's called the Touch and Foam Professional Wall and Cavity Foam, and it's a portable, self-contained, one-component polyurethane foam dispensing kit that's perfect for sealing gaps in wall and floor cavities, as well as your attics, the basements, the crawl spaces, all around those drafty spots.
Now, here's a big advantage. Unlike two-part spray foam systems that require mixing separate components, the DAP wall and cavity foam product consists of one container that has both the A and B components already mixed inside. This makes it a less complicated and much easier to use solution that can be applied in a wide temperature range of between 40 degrees and even up to 120 degrees.
Now, the kit is super easy to use, both for professionals and homeowners if you're doing a repair, a renovation, maybe even a new installation. It's going to effectively air seal and insulate your home and buildings while it enhances the R value and provides Class A fire resistance.
DAP has revolutionized spray foam application with the first one-part component broadcast spray foam. You'll find the DAP Touch and Foam system at Menards and at select Home Depot stores. You can also learn more at DAP.com. That's D-A-P
MoneyPit.com.
Scott, you've got the Money Pit. What's going on at your house?
Well, in the wintertime, we have a little mold around the windows, and I can't seem to alleviate it. So I was wondering if you guys had any ideas, mainly in the wintertime.
So the mold is going to form where you have moisture and you have a food source that's organic, which could be like wood trim, for example, or frankly, even dust can do that, and air, of course. So when you find the mold, what happens is very often people will just try to wipe it away, but they end up leaving residual pieces of it behind. So what I would suggest you do is to mix up a bleach and water solution where it's about, say, 25% bleach and about 75% water, and spray it lightly around that area, being careful to keep it away from drapes or anything like that that you're concerned about staining, and let it sit. And that will kill the spores that are behind the mold, and then you can wipe it off. If it's just a little bit, that's okay to do yourself without much risk of exposure. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. I've done it before, but I've never let it sit any time. I just sprayed it on and wiped it off.
That's generally what people do, and it makes a difference if you let it sit because it has to sort of take effect and really kill what's there and then wipe it off.
That sounds pretty good. I can do that.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here at the Money Pit. Whatever you are working on, I guarantee this has been on your list somewhere this weekend. Laundry. Is it never ending at everybody else's house as well? I swear my children will just take out something and be like, I don't want to wear it. I'll put it in the hamper because it magically comes back folded and in my drawer. Well, if you've got the same issue of laundry at your house, perhaps you're noticing that the clothes are taking longer to dry than normal. We're going to help solve that problem for Janie, who's doing some laundry, when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
.com for details.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Look around your house. Is there a project that you'd like to take on? Well, slide that to-do over to us by reaching out at moneypit.com/ask. That's the best way to get the fastest possible response to your questions. Go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Janie wrote in and says, it takes multiple cycles to dry a single load of clothing. I thought maybe the thermostat was bad, so I bought a new dryer, and I'm still having the same problem. My dryer is vented through the floor and runs 20 feet to the outside. Could the problem be the length of the vent?
It may well be the length of the vent. So depends on the length of the vent. It depends on how many turns you have in that vent, because every time you turn 90 degrees, that's the equivalent of another 20 feet of pipe, because the warm air has to kind of make it around that curve. But the other thing, and the thing that would be most concerning, is to make sure that that vent is totally clean, Janie, because if it's obstructed with dryer lint, which it very well may be, then that also could be responsible for the time it takes for you to dry those clothes. So a couple of things to do here. First of all, you could turn the dryer on and go outside the house and look at that flap on the dryer vent. See if it looks like it's pushed out all the way. That would give you an indication that you have some decent flow there. The second thing you might want to do is to clean that dryer vent from both sides. Now, there's a tool that we've been recommending for years called a lint eater. And what a lint eater is, it's a fiberglass rod with a brush on the end of it, and there's sections or extensions to these rods. And the idea is that you screw them together, you hook it up to the end of a drill, and then you slowly work it in to the dryer exhaust duct from the outside and then maybe also from the inside, going back and forth until you pull it out, and you will find that there will be like just oodles of lint collected on this dryer brush.
It's gross and amazing.
At the same time, right? Yeah.
It really is.
It's kind of like when your cat coughs up a lint ball, except it's a really, really big lint
except
ball.
Except at your house.
So it's super important you have those ducts, the dryer exhaust duct, clean. And by the way, if there's another way you can vent that, I encourage that. I mean, we used to have a second floor laundry where we would run the dryer exhaust through the floor, underneath the floor of my son's room, which was about 10 or 12 feet, and outside. And we had sort of the same issues because, you know, when you come out of the dryer, you got to turn down the vent, and then the vent turns back into the wall, and so on and so forth. So when I remodeled that room and I put in a stacked dryer, the exterior wall was right there. So I was able to run the exhaust duct right out that exterior wall. So now my exhaust duct length is like literally 12 inches. So everything dries really fast. So a couple of things to check into. Good luck with that project.
All right. Now, Denise from San Jose writes, we're having engineered wood flooring installed in our second floor bedrooms. What are the benefits and drawbacks of having it glued down or floating?
You know, if it has a locking seam, you don't need to glue it down. And I think a floating floor is fine. You're going to find that the engineered flooring, which, by the way, let's just clarify, that's like hardwood flooring, except it has a thin layer of hardwood, and then it has a stable base. The advantage of engineered over hardwood is it's dimensionally stable, so if it gets damp or moist, it's not going to swell up and be totally ruined. You can't get it too wet, but it'll take a little bit of moisture. But I think a floating floor is a great idea because you'll make that floor laid on top of the old floor. You'll have a piece of molding that trims the outside edge and allows it to expand and contract very, very nicely.
All right, and that's really a great choice. You'll find a lot of beautiful options.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and man, those holidays are coming up fast. I hope that you guys have picked up some ideas and tips to fix up your home sweet home before your friends and family show up. But remember, if you've got questions, we are available 24/7, literally at 888-MONEYPIT or at moneypit.com/ask. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump celebrating a win in a closely watched election case. That during a return visit to Iowa for a rally. It comes one day after a Colorado judge rejected an effort to keep the GOP frontrunner off of that state's primary ballot. Investigators have identified a, quote, person of interest in last week's destructive and disruptive Los Angeles freeway arson fire. Here's Rich Thomason.
The fire closed Interstate 10 for days, snarling traffic and forcing crews to work around the clock to make repairs. CAL FIRE has released two photos of the individual in question, saying it is seeking the public's help to identify the person. All lanes of I-10 near downtown L.A. are expected to reopen by Tuesday. That is far ahead of the initial 3 to 5 week schedule. About 100 highway support columns were damaged by the fire. Rich Thomason reporting.
Also at townhall.com, a threatening map is posted online by an anti-Israel group. Here's Tayshia Stevens.
According to the New York Post, the group shared a map of New York City newsrooms, businesses, and landmark buildings online, calling for direct action to globalize Intifada. In addition to the News Corp building and the headquarters of NBC News and the New York Times, the radical group Within Our Lifetime also called for followers to target the offices of technology companies. The verbiage with the map stated, quote, each of the locations on this map reflects the location of an office of an enemy of both the Palestinian people and colonized people all over the world. The post was later deleted. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
President Biden and other global leaders meeting the past few days with Silicon Valley titans in San Francisco. Their discussions have frequently focused on artificial intelligence. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
If you were hoping for a mild flu season this year, afraid that might not be the case. It's well underway across the nation. Doctors say it's already gaining steam in several states. The latest on that story now from correspondent Shelley Adler.
Normally the flu season ramps up in December or January, but health officials say there are at least 7 states reporting high levels of illnesses, with cases rising in other parts of the country. Data posted by the CDC shows very high activity last week in Louisiana and high activity in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, New Mexico, and South Carolina. While the CDC says it's not yet clear exactly how effective the current flu vaccines are, the shots are well matched to the flu strains that are showing up across the country. I'm Shelley Adler.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States and the Philippines signing a pact to support the development of nuclear power projects in that Southeast Asian country.
When this agreement goes into effect, the United States will be able to share equipment and material with the Philippines as they work to develop small modular reactors and other civilian nuclear energy infrastructure. And we'll do so while following the highest standards of safety and security and while complying with our international nonproliferation commitments.
The board of ChatGPT maker OpenAI says it has pushed out its co-founder and CEO, Sam Altman, and replacing him with an interim CEO. It adds the move comes after review found Altman was, quote, not consistently candid during his recent communications with that board. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Money Pit is presented by DAP Spray Texture. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are heading on into the holiday season. If you've got a project you want to get done to fix up home sweet home before your friends and family take over, reach out to us with your questions, or for that matter, anything else you'd like to get done now or plan for the warmer weather ahead. You can reach us by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, if you're shopping for a home, buying an older home can be a good deal, but only if you're ready for the restoration and repair that comes along with the job. We're going to share tips for handling the top old house to-dos.
And heat pumps have long been a good option for heating and cooling homes where natural gas just isn't available. But new developments in heat pump efficiency may be making these systems even less costly to operate. We're going to dig into the new technology in a bit.
And have you guys ever been surprised by a big electric bill? We're going to share the most common places energy is wasted, including spots we guarantee you have never thought of.
All right, but first we want to know what you are working on as we speed toward the holiday season. You got some last-minute fix-ups to tackle before Turkey Day? Well, you can make your to-dos our to-dos when you reach out with your questions.
You can do that right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button for the fastest possible response. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Brenda in Michigan, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, hi. We were just wondering, we have a basement that we'd like to remodel, and the only problem is that right now it currently has a glued-on carpet, it has paneling in the walls, and we had a termite problem. So we want to know, what would you put for, once we gut everything all out, because the termite problem's been corrected, what kind of walling material could you use that would be anti-termite, anti-mold resistant, and moisture, and it's against a black basement. What would you recommend?
So first of all, what you would do is you would frame the wall out away from the block wall. You don't want to attach anything directly to the block wall because you need to have sort of an airspace between the wall and the concrete block so that it can breathe. If there's moisture that gets in the wall, it can evaporate. In terms of what kinds of materials you use, you're going to use either steel framing, or you're going to use a pressure-treated sill plate. That's the bottom piece of wood, the bottom 2x4, and then typical traditional 2x4s on top of that. In terms of the wall covering, there's a type of drywall called Dens Armor, which is like fiberglass face as opposed to paper faced. And that's a good option for a basement because this way that paper face can't feed a mold problem. In terms of the termites, if the home is properly treated, you shouldn't have to worry about those. It's not like you need to worry about building a termite-proof basement down there. The termite-proofing is the application of the right pesticides that keeps them at bay. Typically today, they use a type of pesticide that's called an undetectable pesticide. It goes in the soil at the foundation perimeter. As the termites pass through that, as they go to the nest, they pick it up and spread it to the rest of the insects in the nest, kind of like germ warfare, and that wipes out the whole colony. And those treatments are effective for 10 years plus. So if it was done, you shouldn't have to worry about that. Just concentrate now on the best materials for finishing that basement.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right, we've got Steve in New York who's dealing with a stinky water heater. What is going on?
So recently I had a plumbing outfit come in and replace the water heater because it went. I mean, it was old, so it went. And after they came and replaced the water heater, for some strange reason, my water smells like, you know, if a sponge sits for an extended amount of time?
Yeah.
Like that. So, yeah, I'm not drinking it, but nevertheless, I am showering, and it's just a little strange. So I went in and I changed the whole house filter, and it seems to have subsided it a little bit, but not a lot. So is there like some kind of treatment I can do or something? Or I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. It's a brand new water heater.
Is it only the hot water that smells, or is it the hot and cold?
You know what? I can't tell you yes to that.
Are we talking about municipal water here, city water, not well water?
No, well.
Oh, it's well water. Okay. Here's what you need to do. You need to do a water test and find out exactly what's in that water because some condition has changed. The whole house water filter is great, but you may need some additional treatment to deal with that, taste and that smell. I don't know why, but something is different than what it was before. I think the water heater issue is probably not causing this. The only way that water heaters affect the odor of water is when you have an anode rod that wears out inside it. But since it's a brand new water heater, that's clearly not the case. I suspect this is the water supply itself that's smelling. And just for your sanity and your safety, I would recommend that you have a water test done. And if you can, do it before the filter, you know, so that the water that you're testing has not already passed through the filter. You know, normally, if you have municipal water, the water company would be doing it, but since you have well water, this is kind of on you. Do you have any other treatment on this water aside from the filter?
No. No. Like I said, I had no problem. I was drinking my water. There was no smell. There was no discrepancies, actually. But, I mean, ever since they put the new water heater on, it's like, what in the heck is that smell?
Well, I suspect they're not connected, but I would definitely do a water test. Just because it smells good and tastes okay doesn't mean it's good. There are things that could be in that water that you can't taste and you can't smell. So that's where you have to start with this problem, Steve, okay?
Thank you, and thank you for what you guys do.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour in this busy time of year here at Team Money Pit. We know you've got a lot of projects to tackle, so let us know how we can help make everything run much more smoothly. Coming up, if you're shopping for a home, maybe you're buying an older home, and that can be a great deal, but only if you're ready for the restoration and repair that's going to come along for sure with that job. We're going to share some tips for tackling the most common updates for older homes next.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe, natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And from gardening to garages, on the Money Pit podcast, we help you create your best home ever. Follow us on your favorite podcast app at moneypit.com/podcast.
Patricia in Louisiana is on the line with a siding question. How can I help you today?
I had listened to a program that you guys had done just a little while back, and somebody was asking about putting gutters on the side of a manufactured home. Well, it was funny because I had actually done that, and it does not work very well because most of the siding on a mobile home is corrugated, so it really doesn't work really well, and they put these really skinny gutters on. Well, in the areas that it didn't exactly go flush to the metal siding, there has been runoff, you know, that's gone down, and just in a few places, so it's not horrible, but I've tried to clean it, and I'm afraid to push on it too hard because obviously the corrugated aluminum bends, and I've used a product that you guys also suggested, which is a spray that actually gets rid of mold and mildew and stuff like that on the side of buildings. That worked fabulously, but it did not clean off the staining from the rain. And I was wondering what I could use to either cover the staining Or, you know, I'm afraid of painting anything for fear it looks like I painted the side of a mobile home.
Right, right. So, a couple of things. I'm glad that the spray and forget that we recommended works so well.
It was wonderful.
So, there are house cleaners that are out there that are a little more corrosive. I mean, the reason that works so well is that the spray and forget works so well is because basically it's kind of like a mildicide. It kills the mold and the mildew and then it just sort of falls off. The house cleaners are more like old-fashioned sort of soap and water and that sort of thing. One that I used to recommend a lot that works pretty well is called Jomax, J-O-M-A-X. You'll find it at a home center or a hardware store. And that's a house cleaner that you might be able just to mix up a really small batch of it and see if that will take out that stain. It also occurs to me that the stain could be like an erosion of the finish. So it may not be a stain that's like on top of the siding. It might actually be sort of some of the siding, some of the finish on the siding deteriorating. In that case, obviously, there's nothing that you can do about it short of painting. But why are you reluctant, though, just to paint the whole side of the house?
Because I don't have that kind of money at hand to do. I'm actually selling my lakefront property, and this is the really cool little mobile home that I put on it. And I've spent so much money on these 2 acres recently that, you know, it became a money pit, but a good one. It's a nice one, you know, but it's just everything I have has gone into this place. And to be quite honest with you, I have tried to use, like, those sponges that have a little bit of rough on the other side. You know, one side's sponge, the other side's abrasive. And I've tried to use that, and the color of the stain does not change at all, whether I use a little bit of baking soda, you know, not super abrasive, but abrasive.
I mean, it sounds like it's either a chemical reaction or some of the finish has changed due to sun fading. I mean, that's what it seems like, rather than something you can clean.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
It's not in the sun. I actually have a carport. And so some of it, you can just see where it's been runoff from the little teeny tiny gutter that they put up alongside of these mobile homes, which I'm not kidding you. It's not even a half inch wide.
So here's what I would suggest you do. Take a picture and post it to the Money Pit's Facebook page. It's facebook.com/themoneypit. Give us a little bit of history, and we'll take a look and get you an answer. Sound good?
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you've shopped for a home lately, you know they're growing dramatically more expensive. And boy, are they seriously getting more and more expensive. But you may not know that they're also getting older. In fact, the average age of a home in the United States today is 39 years. And if you've been shopping for a home and put off by those higher prices, older homes are definitely presenting a more affordable option. But you do need to keep one thing in mind. Older homes mean more maintenance.
That's right. You know, guys, before I started hosting the Money Pit, I spent 20 years as a professional home inspector. And in that job, you kind of develop almost an uncanny ability to predict what might be wrong with a home and what home repairs were needed, sometimes without even setting foot in the door. It wasn't like a magic trick, but the result of having done thousands of inspections and seeing the same home repair problems over and over again based on the house age. And once you know the age of a home, the construction shortcomings and the needed home repairs are pretty consistent.
Yeah, and that's why one of the first things you should do is get a good home inspection done. You want to make sure you go with the inspector, make sure you pay close attention. It's a great opportunity to learn how everything works in the house. And if problems are found, you might be able to renegotiate that purchase price to cover the cost of those repairs. So definitely an important part of the process here.
Now, if you can't negotiate the repair costs, you could also consider a fixer-upper loan. Now, one possibility that's very popular is an FHA 203K loan. It's a type of mortgage that lets you borrow the purchase price and the construction costs based on the post-renovation value of the property. So in other words, when the home is totally fixed up, it's going to be worth more, and that's the number that they use to determine how much to loan you. If you want more tips, you can simply search home repairs by house age. It's a post that we wrote on moneypit.com for just this topic. We list all the top projects for homes from the year 1900 to the present.
We've got Patrick in Kansas with us who's got a question about solar lighting and timing and all kinds of transformers. What kind of lighting situation do you have over there, sir?
I have 25-year-old low-voltage wired landscape lights. I have a lot of them. I have 4 separate transformers, probably close to 100 lights altogether. The thing of it is they're old, and I have a short somewhere on 1 or 2 because the transformers keep tripping. I've torn out some of the fixtures that were totally rusted and rotted. I'd like to have some others that are operational. I know everyone now is going to the solar ones. My question is, do you have solar lights that you can control on timers or something like that? I doubt it. The reason why I like the wired ones is I can control when they come on, when they go off, and sometimes in the year I don't even turn them on at all. My fixtures work. The problem is with the wiring and some of the connections. The electrician that installed them originally on the connections just used plain wire nuts. My guess is some of those are failing. And I know they make, you know, wire nuts now made to be placed underground or even underwater. I could use those. The problem is chasing all these down is going to be a problem. So my question is, what would be your suggestion? So should I try to eliminate some of the old fixtures and then go fixture to fixture and try to locate the problem and chase it down? There's really no way on a low voltage system to use any detector as far as I know. Or should I look to do something with the solar? It's going to get expensive with solar, though, and again, my big issue is how do I control them? I want a lot of control over them.
Well, wow, with over 100 fixtures in all of those zones, that is quite a challenge. But given the fact that they're 25 years old, I think it might be time to think about replacing those fixtures. I mean, look, the short's going to be at a fixture. It's not going to be midstream at the wire unless you happen to, like, you know, cut it with a shovel or something like that. But that means rewiring or at least rechecking all of those connection points for every single fixture. And chances are you're going to do that, but maybe the short is deeper in the fixture and the fixture itself is what's faulting. So I'm just wondering if it's worth all of that effort given the number that you have. I am not aware of any solar lights that will work on zones like that where you can create patterns. And frankly, I'm pretty disappointed with the solar landscape lights that are out there. They seem to be inexpensive and don't last very long and not very bright. I mean, certainly the market's getting better for that. We're starting to see much better opportunities because of battery technology for good lighting. But on the control circuit side, I don't see that changing. So I think, look, you're probably better off replacing those with new landscape lights. Make sure they're LED lights now. They'll be brighter than before. You'll probably have more options. And just rejoice in the fact that the lights that you had lasted 25 years. I mean, I think that's a heck of a lifetime for those fixtures to have gone that far. Good luck with that project, and thanks for reaching out to us at moneypit.com/ask.
Jenna in South Carolina's got a question about covering a patio. Tell us about your project.
I want to build a patio cover. I want to know if I should come out from the soffit. The people I talked to that are going to maybe be building it want to come off the house, go underneath the soffit, and come out that way. There's a corner where it's perpendicular. I guess the soffits are going to be perpendicular, so the roof line's also perpendicular, if that's the correct word I'm using. So I just want to know if I should come or could come off the soffit, or do I need to come back and go against the house?
So, Janet, I think this kind of project, you have to be very careful about how you build it, because I've seen more built poorly than built correctly. The idea of attaching it underneath your soffit is basically the first sign that it was kind of an amateurish project, because normally you wouldn't attach a roof under a soffit like that. But I'll tell you what you would attach under that, and that would be a removable awning. You know, there are really nice awnings today that can extend out 10 or more feet that are mounted on the wall, exterior wall. And, you know, with the touch of a remote control, extend out and cover that whole dining area, the patio, really effectively. And I think that is much more likely to give you enjoyment, have less maintenance hassles, and improve the value of your house than trying to put together any kind of a roof structure over that. If the option is just to make a patio cover, I think that's probably a much more attractive way to go and probably less expensive. What do you think, Leslie?
I mean, I think an awning for certain is far more customizable. You can have it come in, come out, depending on the weather. You can pick an interesting fabric that's going to work nicely with the house. I mean, truly, awnings are lovely and really do, you know, a wonderful job of just updating the facade of the home. So I feel like that's a better way to go for sure. All right. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. We know you guys are busy, so let us help you make all of those home improvement projects go a lot more smoothly. Coming up this hour, natural gas furnaces have long been thought of as the least costly way to heat a home, but advancements in heat pump technology is now changing that assumption. We're going to be joined by an expert from Bosch Home Comfort to learn more next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Find one-of-a-kind fall decor and more at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage has a wide assortment of fall decor, including artificial flowers, leaves and pumpkins, garland and wreaths, mantel swag, and glassware, pillows, and pine cones. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Laux Landscape Supply at 6023 Turn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, U-cart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Laux Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Laux Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
So that it does do that well.
All heating and cooling systems should be serviced over time. You know, a lot of times we ignore those. And, you know, you should always, especially as the weather starts getting colder, take a look at your system. When's the last time you serviced it? And whether or not it's been serviced in the last year or two, then you should definitely do that to keep it operating at a system efficiency.
We're talking to Kyle Murray. He is the business development manager for Bosch Home Comfort about some brand new heat pump technology that makes heat pumps a great choice for really any climate, from far south to far north. Kyle, when we have a traditional heat pump that we had, you know, maybe up to this point in time, use of that thermostat is really important, right? Because heat pumps only maintain a certain differential between what it's set at and what the actual temperature is. And if it got colder than that, it would always kind of kick on the electric resistance heat that was a backup sort of built-in system to a heat pump. How does that change with the inverter technology? Do we still have the backup resistance heat, or is that no longer necessary?
Well, it depends on the envelope of the building, right? So if it's a super insulated house or a well-insulated home, depending on your climate, The heat pumps that we sell right now go down to about minus 5 Fahrenheit, and the mini splits go down a little bit below that. But with the Department of Energy cold climate heat pump challenge, 9 manufacturers, including Bosch, are working on what's called cold climate heat pumps, which will operate down to minus 15 Fahrenheit, which in most climates will allow you to not need a backup system.
Now, all of these systems are scaled on the SEER rating, which is the seasonal energy efficiency ratio. So what are you doing to sort of ensure the energy efficiency of these new units?
Well, with the new rules from the Department of Energy, the minimum SEER is 14 SEER. All of our inverter heat pumps go from anywhere from 15 SEER up to 21 SEER. And those are the highest efficiencies on the market. And the products are ducted or ductless.
So both ducted and ductless systems are available at these super efficient SEER levels, correct?
That's correct.
Exciting new technology from Bosch Home Comfort. If you're interested in learning more, you can go to the Bosch website, which is bosch-homecomfort.com/US. Kyle Murray, the business development manager for Bosch Home Comfort. Kyle, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. This is really exciting technology, and I think it's going to be very meaningful for folks as they look for new heating and cooling options going forward, especially for those of us in the north.
Great. Thanks for having us on.
Kyle Murray from Bosch Home Comfort, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up, is your electric bill giving you sticker shock? Well, figuring out how to reverse that trend starts with a solid understanding of where all that power is going. We're going to share what you need to know just ahead.
You live in a Money Pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on this weekend? Are you tackling those projects yourself, or are you hiring a pro? Well, whatever it is, Tom and I love sharing our lifetime of knowledge on how to get those jobs done right the first time. Tune into the Money Pit podcast. We know you can listen anytime you want for lots of great advice. You can follow along with the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. All right, get this. Heading to Tyler, Texas, to talk to Tyler, who happens to be doing a project in his bathroom right now. Let's see if we can interrupt him.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm under a sink while you guys are calling me. That's awesome.
Oh, that's perfect.
Awesome.
So, yeah, my question was, in what scenario does a homeowner need to worry about pulling permits when doing work on their house? Or if they hire somebody, what do they need to check to make sure that their person they're hiring is pulling permits for?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, generally speaking, if you're doing a repair, then you don't need a permit. But if you're doing a replacement, then you do need a permit. So in terms of a contractor, if a contractor is working on your house, I think the same rules apply. If it's a repair, like if a plumber comes in to fix a leak in the pipe, that's a repair. If you're making an improvement, like let's say you're replacing your water heater, that's an improvement and that needs a permit. So it really comes down to something as simple as that. But, you know, what you might do is give a call to the local building department office. And I like to do this without giving them my address so I can at least can figure out what the answer is going to be before I move on.
Yeah.
Well, they're just as sneaky. They want to know where you are so they can watch your house. I learned that trick years ago when I was trying to replace a shed. And I thought, well, it's just a shed. And, you know, somebody just drove by the house and said, oh, that's like you have to have a permit for that. So I applied for it. And it took like months. It's a shed, for Christ's sakes. It's a shed. I mean, it shouldn't take that long, but it did. So I'm just a little more careful about what I say when I talk to some of those guys. But listen, it's not to say that having a building permit is a bad thing. When you have an inspector from the town look at these things, they're really good at making sure that it was done right. You know, we had a heating system done about a year ago, and one of the pipes that was put in was wrong. And I didn't know that, but this guy knew the specs, and he called it out, and my contractor had to fix it. So, you know, I think there's a benefit for that.
Makes sense. Well, yeah, thank you all for the phone call. I appreciate it.
I have to point out that your name is Tyler, and you live in Tyler, Texas.
Yeah.
How'd you pull that off?
It wasn't by design. It just happened.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I appreciate y'all's program. It's always informative and very entertaining. So thank you all for the phone call on top of it.
Take care, Tyler. Well, guys, when you peel open the electric bill every month, does it give you a sticker shock? You know, sometimes figuring out how to reverse that trend starts with a good understanding of where all that power is going, especially because a good portion of that juice may be going to places you are not even aware of.
Yeah, so to help, here are three areas where we see a lot of wasted energy. First off, let's talk about vampire appliances. These are the things that are always plugged in and are drawing energy whether you are using them or not. So the solution here is using a power strip. You turn it off when the appliances are not being charged or used, and you turn it on when they are. Ends that vampire usage there.
Now, let's talk about energy hogs. These are the big appliances like dishwashers and clothes washers and dryers and ovens that have insatiable appetites for electricity and can definitely drive up your bill. Some tips there, run the dishwasher, run the clothes washers only at full capacity. Select low heat for the dryer, and don't use the electric heat to dry the dishes in the dishwasher. It's really not necessary. Secondly, replace any older appliances. These usually are not energy efficient. If they are not listed as Energy Star appliances, it's time to upgrade them.
All right, now let's talk about lighting and ceiling fans. When it comes to lighting, a lot of people make the mistake of using lights to brighten an entire room, but efficient lighting only provides lights to specific areas, such as the couch, the chair, the kitchen table, a workspace, you know, all of that stuff. Solutions here are using lighting only in rooms that you're in and for a specific purpose, like that task lighting, switching out incandescent bulbs for LEDs. I mean, the costs really have come way down to purchase, so it's a great investment. They'll last a lot longer, and they cost a lot less to operate. And also replace your old switches with occupancy or vacancy sensors. That's really great for your kids' rooms, great for basements, great for the bathroom, places that the children and other people love to go in, turn everything on, and then leave. and leave everything on. So it's a great way to just automatically turn everything off with, you know, a time sensor. This way nobody's sitting there in the dark, and they're definitely going to be saving some money.
I tell you what, those occupancy sensors definitely were a change of life for us here at My Money Pit, because I was no longer reminding the kids, like, every day, sometimes three times a day, to turn the lights off in their rooms. It just happened automatically. And for a while, they couldn't figure out why. Like, they thought something was wrong. And, Dad, you had to fix that. I'm like, it is fixed.
You're like, I fixed the problem. It was you. You guys were the problem.
Right.
Now we've got Eden in Arizona on the line who's got a question about a garbage disposal. What's going on?
My question is that every time we turn on the garbage disposal, the sink that is next to the sink that has the disposal in it has all this yucky stuff come up through the drain up into that sink. And we had a guy come out to adjust the garbage disposal for a different reason, and I hoped somehow that would fix it, but it's still doing it. So basically, I turn on the garbage disposal, and everything that's in the garbage disposal goes into the other sink. So it's really gross.
So if your garbage disposal, if you have a double sink and the disposal is backing up into the other sink, that means that that main drain line is somehow obstructed and the water is trying to get down there, but it just can't. And because it can't, the only place it has to go is back into your sink. And because the drain on that side is the path of least resistance, it's going to bubble up there and bring all of that gunk that the garbage disposal ground up. So this is a situation where you're going to have to clear that drain. Now, it is a little trickier when you have a double sink, because you have to block one sink so that your air, so that when you actually use a plunger, it doesn't just try to, like, push air out that side. So you block, say, the disposal side, and you could put, like, a rubber jar opener or something like that across that sink and hold it in place while you plunge the other side to see if we can get that pipe moving. Now, if that's not enough to clear it, at that point you'll need to have a drain cleaning service come in. But if it's properly cleared, it should not be backing up into the opposite sink. It's just a simple matter of fixing a clogged drain.
Thanks so much for joining us at the Money Pit this hour. Coming up, when it comes to designing a new floor for your home, there are a ton of options out there. In fact, more than you can even imagine. We're going to share ideas on how you can combine flooring styles for a totally new and totally you look after this.
You live in a money pit.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Lauren reached out to Team Money Pit, and she says, I have a fiberglass door installed onto our shed, and it's clear the contractor did not use a primer. Now, the paint on the door is scratched off due to the bikes going in and out of the storage room. How can I correct this? Are there any options on how to get that paint to adhere any better?
Yeah, I think the problem here is not that the paint needs to adhere better because the paint you used wasn't designed to adhere. I mean, when you have fiberglass, you absolutely have to use a primer because the paint you put on top of that, if it's not a primer, it's just not going to stick. I mean, think of primer as the glue coat, right? That's what really bonds to these smooth surfaces like fiberglass. And then once it does, you can put a traditional paint over that that's not a primer, and it will stick to the primer. So in this case, you have to remove all of that loose paint, maybe even all the paint that's on there, and then repaint it. Primer first, and then the top coat.
All right, now Jenny wrote in saying, our downstairs neighbor is complaining of footstep noise. How can we soundproof our hardwood floors beside adding carpeting?
Yeah, unfortunately, there's not a lot you can do here. And frankly, I don't have a lot of sympathy for folks that live on the first floor of a two-story or multi-story building.
Like, you know what you're getting into.
Yeah, you got to understand you're going to have noise from above. Now, if you wanted to be a really good neighbor, Jenny, what you could do is get area rugs and put those, like a runner, you know, down an area where maybe you have some foot traffic, like a hall, and then maybe an area rug for some of the other areas. But really, that's all you can do at this point. To try to soundproof that floor is a major construction project. Whether it's done from the floor side or the ceiling side is way beyond the scope of what anybody should be expected to do.
Yeah, Jenny, and you can even go ahead and use rug pads under an area rug. They're going to help them from sliding and, you know, from a trip hazard. Plus, they give a little extra padding. And then you can just maybe wear slippers. I don't know. And also apologize to the neighbor and maybe keep a quiet time after 9 or 10. Just be considerate.
Well, when it comes to designing a new floor for your home, there are more options than you can imagine. And Leslie has ideas on how you might combine some of those wood flooring styles for a totally new look in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, a great flooring project really can enhance any room. So when it comes to flooring, I like to use a product that's going to be super durable for the space that I'm putting it in. But I also like to take it one step further. When I'm looking at the flooring materials, I like to make sure that the planks of wood are available in different widths. Now, why I do that is because I like to create a focal point within that space. This works great in a foyer, in a hallway, pretty much anywhere where you have a little bit of open floor space that you're not going to cover with an area rug, because essentially I make what looks like an area rug out of wood in the middle of the room. Now, what I like to do is use a wider plank throughout, and then I choose an inset area, and using even the same exact flooring finish material, but just at a different width, I can create that border. Maybe it's a space that's 3x5, and then I do one plank that's a thinner width, and then, you know, something that's different. Maybe in the interior I put a herringbone pattern or a diamond pattern or something, anything. But it really creates this beautiful focal area. And again, walkways, hallways, the foyer, all of these spaces really work beautifully for this technique. It's just something a little different. It makes that space feel unusual and special, and it's really not terribly expensive to do so. And again, it's something you can do yourself. You can have the pros do it. It's a great way to just make that space totally you.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, temperatures are dropping, and when that happens, pipes can freeze, they can rupture, and they can leak, potentially causing thousands of dollars of damage. We're going to share the best ways to make sure that doesn't happen to you on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. At a campaign rally in Iowa, former President Donald Trump calls the current resident of the White House a pawn for other nations, including China.
Crooked Joe is weak on China because Crooked Joe is owned by China. He's owned by China. Does anybody know that? He's a corrupt politician, and he's totally compromised.
While in Iowa, Mr. Trump also celebrating quite a victory in an election case, a Colorado judge has rejected an effort to keep the GOP frontrunner off of that state's primary ballot. Also at townhall.com, patients and staff members leaving Gaza's largest hospital earlier Saturday, with one describing a rather panicked and chaotic evacuation as Israeli forces searched men who were leaving. Some of them were taken away. Israeli forces remain at Gaza City Shifa Hospital, along with a number of health workers. In the meantime, Defense Forces spokesman Peter Lerner says they have created an evacuation corridor that takes civilians to the south of the hospital, but it is still very dangerous to travel in the region.
When people are walking through a combat zone, it's important to distinguish themselves from the terrorists that are taking advantage of the civilian arena. This is what we're fighting. This is precisely the reason why we are operating in the compound of Al-Shifa Hospital, exposing what Hamas has been doing beneath and around and inside the hospital, in some of the special wards.
Singers, novelists, video game artists, voice actors, and others appealing to Uncle Sam for immediate relief from the threat that they say comes from artificial intelligence posing threat to their livelihoods. Tech companies, though, are largely very happy with the status quo. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years. years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A tragic attack claims the life of a 5-year-old California boy.
The Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Office says the child was fatally stabbed by his twin brother. It happened in Scotts Valley, about 55 miles south of San Francisco. Authorities say the twins were fighting when one brother grabbed a small kitchen knife and stabbed his sibling. The boy died in the hospital. Authorities do not plan to file criminal charges. The sheriff's office says California law dictates that age, criminal intent, and knowledge of wrongfulness are factors needed to charge a child with a crime. Rich Thomason reporting.
In New Hampshire, a gunman has killed a state security guard in the lobby of a psychiatric hospital. He was then fatally shot by a state trooper. Authorities say 63-year-old Bradley Haas was killed as he guarded the lobby entrance. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A proposed safety device for automobiles. Here's John Scott.
Federal accident investigators want automakers to install systems on all new vehicles that warn drivers when they go over the speed limit and to figure out how states can electronically limit speeds on vehicles driven by repeat traffic offenders. The NTSB's recommendations to combat speeding came after a hearing on a January 2022 crash in North Las Vegas, Nevada, where the driver of a Dodge Challenger ran a red light at 103 miles per hour and slammed into a family's minivan at a busy intersection, killing 9 people. John Scott reports.
SpaceX launching its mega rocket Starship Saturday, but lost both the booster and the spacecraft in a pair of explosions minutes after a second test flight. The rocket ship reached space following liftoff from South Texas before communication was lost. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here. Here we are at straight up in the final hour of this show, unless you're watching it out of order, which could happen, but listening to it out of order. Mary Catherine Hamm at the bottom of the hour. Steve Hilton is here. We're following a lot of things. Number one, we're following what's happening in Washington, D.C. We're between 60 and 100,000 pro-Israeli supporters is going to be gathering with a series of speakers that are going to blend party lines. Deborah Messing, a left-wing actress, will be speaking. Van Jones, obviously Democrat, worked for President Obama, he'll be speaking, crediting conservatives for keeping students, Jewish students, safe on campuses, or at least backing them up. And then we're going to see the Speaker of the House also amongst the speakers. I think it's about time we see some pro-Israeli movements out there. We're going to talk about that also 2024. If you've seen this political story, talked about Jonathan Martin talked about how almost nobody believes that Joe Biden is up for re-election, including his own staff. And then we'll talk about what's happening with President Xi meeting with President Biden tomorrow. in San Francisco, and they cleaned up the city. Steve Hilton, I have to tell you that. The West, you live out in the West Coast.
I know. I've seen it.
You know that. And now San Francisco has been hosed down, cleaned up. They haven't stopped the crime. They haven't put food on the shelves at supermarkets, but they cleaned up the streets.
Exactly. This is exactly the point. So very nice that they
Great
finally
to see
did that. It's good to be here, escaping the madness of this ridiculous summit. And they've put up walls because they know that walls work
fences.
When it comes to their thing. They've cleaned up the streets. They've got the homeless people moved on. They've done all that. But what they can't do practically overnight, exactly as you say, is deal with all the other problems. You've got the crime out of control, the highest taxes in the country, the worst business climate, the worst literacy in public schools in California, on and on and on. Every single thing where you want to be top of a list, we're at the bottom in California. And every single thing you want to be at the bottom of, we're at the top. So that is going to take a lot more work than cleaning up a city in a few hours.
So listen to this San Francisco resident. I'm sure you could echo this. How she feels about the sudden cleanup of her city. Cut four.
It's actually pretty frustrating to see that apparently the city that I grew up in was so easily cleanable for the 21 world leaders, but not for taxpayers. So it's just something that is very fascinating. And I thought that the walls don't work, but apparently it works. They're putting up fences everywhere. And with these fences, you can't even see the abandoned, vacant storefronts that were brought to you by liberal policy.
So you could hear that, Steve?
Yeah. No, of course, she's totally right. It's an absolute insult to everyone in the city. So for years, they've been, oh, these are really intractable problems, and it's very complicated because you've got the mayor and
be
the
tolerant
board
of the homeless.
Supervisors and exactly that. You can't force people to do what they don't want to do, and they're just living their lifestyle choice and all the rest of it. But it turns out that when you have a dictator in town, you can do it practically overnight. It is a complete insult.
So let's talk about the summit itself. We have President Xi. The one thing that they've told us already, that he's going to agree to get rid of the precursors of fentanyl that he's been shipping, they've been shipping over to Mexico. No way to enforce that, no leverage to see it. There's no inspectors that are going to witness it, but that's what they're going to do. Evidently, talk about missile defense is going to be another element of it. Okay. I don't know what kind of verification there. And then I found out from Mike Pillsbury, a guy you're familiar with, he says that the big story and why President Xi is probably here is they're meeting with all tech sector executives at 40,000 a plate. The President Xi is.
Exactly.
So he's going to be able to get business. He's not worried about the four-hour meeting with President Biden.
Exactly. And by the way, just think about that, what it means that one of the – they call it deliverables. I've worked in the government. This is what they call it. When they've got a meeting like this coming up, they want to show that there's some output. They cook it in advance, and this is a deliverable that he's going to do something about fentanyl. What does that tell you? That he admits that they've been causing the fentanyl crisis in America that's now been going on for years. So he's been doing nothing for years. That is completely outrageous. That this agreement admits that
right.
on Xi's part.
And I also, he gave verbal agreement to Trump on that. He said, yeah, let me crack down on that. He goes, can you stop the precursor of going to Mexico where they sell it to the cartel? He's like, yeah, let me get on that. And he didn't really get on that.
Of course, nothing. And that's what's so outrageous. And at the same time, they're trying to say, well, let's have a sort of, you know, cooperative relationship with this guy who's been poisoning Americans. That's but he's been doing nothing while that's happened because he's liked to see it happen because he wants to undermine us.
Steve, isn't there a risk in a high-stakes summit like this? Because if you don't walk out with anything, if you call him my friend, if you refer to, because it's so clearly their rivals, if we're not enemies, if you go back and look weak, this could be it for your reelection?
Well, look, the thing is that we know that Biden is weak, and they can sense that just through the policy choices that he's making. He can easily have a humiliating moment in the summit, and that's embarrassing and so on. But for years now, ever since this administration took office, they've seen through the policy choices of this administration that they are not prepared. They don't face on the other side of the table someone who's going to stand up to them and call them out and actually fight back against, and going back to the point about the tech companies, someone who's just completely happy to see America's leadership in all sorts of sectors just be, you know, dribbled away and put in the hands of China. They see that now. They see the weakness.
Here's Robert Lighthizer about the stakes, cut six.
China is more aggressive than they have been in decades, and they're a real threat to this country. And unfortunately, this administration and this president do not understand that. Their policy is not in the national interest from a national security point of view, certainly not from an economics point of view.
So he didn't want to touch the failings of the president, obviously, cognitive failings. But he said, I'm really worried about what's going on right now. He's never seen it as bad.
Yeah, exactly, because you've got China increasingly belligerent, right? They're making not just economic moves around the world, they've been doing that for a long time, militarily in the South China Sea, and they're taking advantage of the global situation. They're buying Russian oil, they're buying Iranian oil. Effectively, China is funding these wars that we're now rightly focused on in terms of the invasion of
Ukraine.
That's where
we should be focused.
And Hamas and Israel. And China loves this kind of global instability because it sees an opportunity to advance. And that's what it's doing. And they do not sense on the other side of the table any kind of strong pushback.
I heard that part of the reason why the administration is letting Iran sell oil like this is because they want to keep the price down.
Exactly.
And to keep the price down here, rather than us produce it, he'd rather keep that oil on the market.
Outrage. And this is the total, it's not just the complete incoherence of their, what they call their climate policy, their energy policy. It is just so offensive.
Venezuela,
that they're risking these massive national security effects in order to protect some myth that they're dealing with climate. You see it at the state level in California. They're laughably, Gavin Newsom goes on and on about leadership on climate and so on. So they're shutting down California's energy industry. We have big reserves of oil and gas in California produced very cleanly. They're shutting it down. Doesn't mean we're not using any. What's actually happened? In the last 20 years, California's imports of oil and gas have gone from 12% to 50%. And that's the actual consequence of these policies. Shipped around the world. By the way, these oil imports, right, the most polluting form of transportation on the planet, these giant tankers, that's what they're using as a fig leaf to pretend that they're doing something about the climate.
All right, I want to talk in the next block about the war in Israel, but I do want to talk about that story in Politico that just Jonathan Martin put it out that talks about how almost nobody on Joe Biden's staff believes in him, how they are afraid to have him speak, do interviews, conduct an event, and how angry he gets quickly to the point where they mock him behind his back, how determined and bullheaded he is to run for another 4 years, and how he used a expletive to describe David Axelrod for calling him out for saying that he should really think twice about running again. And it starts, well, you'll hear it. Here's Axelrod's response to the expletive thrown his direction, cut 7.
The president called you a word that, because we are live in London, I am not allowed to say on television, but it starts with a P and ends with K. Your response?
Yeah. Well, he wouldn't be the first, I guess, in my many years in politics. Listen, I understand he was irritated because I raised concerns that many, many Democrats had. And again, you know, my feeling is either get out or get going.
So many people feel as though he doesn't do that if Obama doesn't want him to.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what's interesting about this. And it goes all the way back to 2020, a lot of this stuff, because this is what happened. The establishment decided that they couldn't risk Bernie Sanders, that they thought he would lose to Trump. They got behind Biden. They knew his weaknesses. They thought it doesn't matter. In fact, it's perfect to have someone like that because we can run things and he can be the figurehead. And that's fine as long as he can just about pull it off being the figurehead. But now they're seeing he can't even do that. He can't even do the basics. And so that's what they're worried about. They're now going to have to hide him all over again. And the other truth that's being revealed by this is what I've said all along about Joe Biden. He's not something, he's probably the least impressive person to be in the Oval Office in American history. This guy is a total mediocrity. He's done nothing in his career. For 50 years, he's plotted and schemed to get to the top by doing whatever it takes, by going with wherever the wind is blowing in his party. No principles, nothing he wants to achieve. He just wants to be president. And that's why he's clinging on, because he loves being president, not doing anything, just being there.
So as you know, center left Nate Silver does 538, that big polling outfit, says this: if Biden can't keep up with the schedule of a typical sitting president running for re-election, it's prone to make errors, which he does, voters in the media are going to notice that, and Biden will wear his 80-plus years like an albatross around his neck, And he went on to say that my view as of the last 6 weeks ago was it's probably just too late to replace him. But as Biden's polling gets worse, his approval ratings are near the lowest ever. I've been increasingly hedging on that. Democrats would be taking a huge risk by replacing Biden, but they are also taking a huge risk by nominating him. There's no getting out of this. Your political instincts are great. Your experience is vast. What do you do?
Well, I think they're not going to do anything because what are their choices, right? It's too late to have a primary because the deadlines have passed. That's not going to happen. So the only choice is to somehow persuade him to step back. He's not going to do it voluntarily. Jill Biden isn't going to let that happen either. They're both determined to stay there. They have to push him out. Let's say they push him out. What do they then do? They can use the convention. That is true. At the convention next summer, they can find some way to nominate someone else.
But just who are they going to go in the back room and just forget about Democratic voters?
But think about what they have to do in order to achieve that. Either they have to give it to Kamala Harris, who would be the natural person because you're the vice president. They know she'd be a disaster. What they're actually then going to have to do is push out a black woman in favor of a white man, someone like Gavin Newsom. And do you think that this Democratic Party, obsessed with identity politics, can stomach doing that? Of course not.
Don't take it personal, but I think white men are the worst.
Exactly. Got to get rid of them.
Right. I think we should kind of marginalize them. When we come back, I want to talk more about this, but also Israel's at war. For some reason, picking sides is very controversial in Washington. And I'm not kidding. For Republicans and Democrats, their staffs, from the State Department, Defense Department, their staffs are divided on Joe Biden's long-held policy, which has been the American pro-Israeli policy, has been the American policy for decades. Don't move.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure, if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
What do you mean he's not coming in? This is our busiest time.
The mixologist at Claude's Bar is moving to Manhattan.
I'm already down two bar backs. No one's manning front of
me. Now he needs an equally cosmopolitan replacement.
How am I going to find a new bartender before New Year's Eve?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
How would you like to come home to a bartender who will fix you any cocktail you want?
I'll have an old-fashioned.
I'll have a margarita.
Now you can, with the Bartesian Home Cocktail Maker. Bartesian is a sleek machine the size of a coffee maker that makes premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Choose from over 50 different cocktails, from classics to the most exotic premium cocktails served in the best bars today. You'll always get freshly mixed, perfectly balanced cocktails with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. And now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever at Bartesian.com/radio. Entertaining? The Bartesian is ideal for parties. No need to stock all kinds of individual mixers for complicated recipes. Every guest gets the cocktail of their choice in seconds. The Bartesian makes a wonderful gift for anyone who loves a fine premium cocktail. Now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever. It's available right now only at Bartesian.com/radio. That's Bartesian.com/radio for Bartesian's best deal ever. Only at Bartesian.com/radio.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A North Dakota woman is accused of poisoning her boyfriend with antifreeze in a plot to steal his $30 million inheritance. 47-year-old Ina Thea Knoyer was charged with murder in the September 5th death of 51-year-old Stephen Edward Riley Jr., her boyfriend of 10 years. Police records show Riley felt drunk when he met with his lawyer September 3rd to finalize the receipt of his inheritance and was supposedly going to break it off with his girlfriend once he got the money. The next day, paramedics arrived to find Riley unresponsive responsive and his mind at home. He died at the hospital the next day. An autopsy showed Riley ingested antifreeze. Prosecutors say Kanoyer poisoned him, but Kanoyer maintained her innocence. She told investigators she planned to split the massive inheritance with Riley's son, saying she's entitled to the money as Riley's common-law wife. North Dakota, however, does not recognize such relationships. Kanoyer is going to be back in court next month. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1974. Hank Aaron breaks Babe Ruth's record.
And delivering.
There is a contradiction when the executive branch is both investigatory and the subject of investigation. It is these events that forced the House, by a vote of 410-4, to set in motion this impeachment inquiry.
Greatness comes not when things go always good for you, but the greatness comes and you're really tested when you take some knocks. Some disappointments.
I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Halloween movie profile with Fandango's Eric Davis.
So we surveyed over 2,000 movie fans and asked them for their favorite horror movie of 2023. The winner, Megan. Not surprising. Megan was a viral hit, also a big fan favorite, and probably a surprising fan favorite for early 2023. Of course, Scream 6 is on the list. Knock at the Cabin, which I think was an underrated M. Night Shyamalan movie. That kind of snuck in there. It's nice to see it on this list. Evil Dead Rise and Cocaine Bear.
Which were voted on as the scariest movies of all time?
So, The Exorcist, not surprising, that was voted as the scariest movie of all time. The Shining's there, Stanley Kubrick's The Shining. It, the new It, not the older It, but the new It, which I actually agree with. I think that was a really well-done movie. Also, Halloween, the recent one, and the old classic, and then Alien.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Look at the protests that have happened around the country, the protests that are going to happen in Washington this week. You look at the very strong feelings that this issue has aroused in the United States and around the world. Of course, that extends to inside the State Department, where people have very strong opinions. I won't comment on any dissent memos, but he has spoken in the past about how he welcomes the dissent channel and thinks it's a very valuable channel.
Well, we'll see about that. I mean, yeah, there's a dissent channel. Yeah, there was a lot in Afghanistan that were totally ignored. They've been in place in the State Department since Vietnam in the 70s. That was Matt Miller talking about how many people in the State Department. You could transfer that to Congress, Republicans and Democrats, and the White House, who are upset about the president's pro-Israeli stance. With me still is Steve Hilton. That was Matt Miller. So he's saying no big deal about the dissent, but it's got to be disturbing if you're Secretary of State and you don't have the support of the masses.
What he just said there is total BS, frankly. The dissent channel, I've worked in the government, I've been a staffer, I've seen this from all the different sides, right? The point of the dissent channel is for senior civil servants to be able to express their concerns about the practical implication of a policy, when it's really serious in terms of they think a mistake's being made, some kind of expert view, not to just vent about their political opinion on the issue of the day. It is completely outrageous. You see all these staffers in Congress and across the administration virtue signaling, going out there signing these letters and all the rest of it. No, I'm sorry, if you've lost the argument, if your political bosses have taken a particular course and you don't like it, resign. That's the way to do it.
I mean, that is why. You talk Secretary of State Pompeo, and he felt like an outsider in his own State Department. I mean, they didn't really want to hear it. A lot of times they work against you.
Totally. Exactly, because they have this very strong view that they are there to protect the national interest against these what they see as the here today, gone tomorrow politicians. That is completely the culture inside the bureaucracy, and that's why it's got to be dealt with directly. That's why, by the way, in the presidential election, that's why Trump is right about what he's saying. Vivek Ramaswamy, the same. They both understand the threat to democracy. We hear endlessly about the threat to democracy. This is the real threat to democracy. The people vote for something, and the bureaucracy says, sorry, you can't have it. We're the ones that make the decisions.
So they say that the Palestinians need a homeland. They say that the bombing of Gaza has got to have it's got to be stopped in many cases. They say, without offering a specific example, the memo accuses Biden of spreading misinformation.
Oh, for goodness sake.
In his October 10th speech supporting Israel, one of the signatures addresses of his presidency. As I mentioned, Van Jones is going to be speaking there today. Deborah Messing, left wing, hates Trump, going to be speaking for Israel today. The president for Israel with some measures, not good enough.
No, but by the way, guess who's not speaking today?
Who?
President Biden.
Yeah.
Vice President Harris. I mean, what else is... You know, they're not there. And so you can...
What else is Harris doing?
Exactly. That's exactly the point. Her only job, as far as I can tell, is like, if the president can't do... Okay, maybe he needs to go to San Francisco to, you know, prepare for the Xi meeting, whatever. I don't see why he can't fly out after going to stand with Israel. Whatever. Even if he can't do that. That's the point of having a vice president. The fact that neither of them are there is a complete disgrace.
Yeah, the Speaker of the House... will be there, and we'll see where it goes. How much pressure is going to go on Prince Netanyahu if the bombing continues and the invasion continues? What's this going to look like a week or two from now?
Well, I think that he is actually doing a pretty good job. He did a big media round in the last few days. I think he's doing a very good job of explaining where they're at. His tone, it seems to me, is very different from some of the belligerent tone we've seen in the past. I think he's calm and setting out Israel's strategy, and I think you see it on the ground. So there is less of the bombing. I mean, that is completely now shifting to the ground operation, which is more methodical. It is lower key, and they're encircling Gaza. If you look at what they're doing, it is a change, and you can see, as far as I can tell, I'm not a military person, a clear strategy being implemented here.
You know, communications, and now what they did is they brought reporters with the IDF, and they show, okay, take a look at this children's center. Look at this tunnel.
Exactly.
Look at this mosque. Look at this tunnel. Look at this house. Seems nice. The commander lives here. Solar panels. Great. You know what this is? This is the electricity from the solar panel going into the ground where we find a tunnel. In those tunnels are the command headquarters of terror. You don't have a choice. They're under the hospital. They're bringing an incubator, so they're doing a little bit better of a job.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think that it's incredibly important that they do that, because winning the war of public opinion is important. Now, what they're up against is total brainwashing.
Right.
And people who just won't accept the facts because it doesn't fit with their ideological narrative that Israel's the bad guy and Hamas are the good guy, which is absolutely astonishing that we're even in that situation, but that's where we are.
Steve Hilton, good guy.
There you are. I agree with that. Very much so.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Wagner Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Fox News.
Busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
As for the ceremony at Arlington Cemetery, that's not Joe Biden's first rodeo there. He's laid that wreath there many times before, but I guess he doesn't remember what he did the last times he did the same thing. Look, unless Joe Biden gets younger between now and Election Day, Joe Biden's got a lot of problems coming up.
Yeah, there's no kidding. I mean, you're having trouble with the hockey ceremony, you're having trouble with the wreath ceremony. Then you got to go maybe have a debate. I figure they'll find some way to get out of the debate. Who knows? But he's got to go out on the campaign trail and do maybe two or three events a day. And the problem, just read the Politico story. It's very easy for people that don't want to see Joe Biden reelected to find something to write about. But it's pretty alarming when it turns out almost nobody on his staff thinks he can do the job again outside his family. And he responds with the expletives when people come forward, like David Axelrod, like Tim Ryan, like Van Jones, and indicate that he probably is not up for the job anymore. But you heard Steve Hilton. Steve Hilton's indicating they really have no choice. Guys like Chris Coons will always be backing him. But in terms of the reelection, they're in trouble. Donald Trump in front. A couple of things. I see Nikki Haley on the channel right now doing the voice of the voters. That's fine. But she evidently is trying to go after DeSantis and spread him out. And here's what I mean. They think DeSantis, and they're right, they're putting three full-time staffers, high-ranking staffers, into Iowa. They think DeSantis is Iowa a bust. So she's trying to say, I am not only Iowa, I am New Hampshire, I am South Carolina. Says he is nowhere in South Carolina. She's not even looking at Trump right now. She wants to run DeSantis out. DeSantis, to about 3 days ago, called for her to step aside. Says, I'm the prominent one. I'm the only one with the legitimate shot. So that's a little different than we thought. Okay, so a couple of things. When we talk about what Britt Hume was talking about yesterday, and that is, and what I was discussing this morning on Fox and Friends and yesterday on this show, was as Joe Biden gets more scrutiny and he's not able to stand the spotlight because of his policies, his demeanor, his age, and he just diminishes before your eyes. They're going after Trump in a way they never went after him before, already talking in the most extreme fashion possible. He's on a civil trial today. Don Jr.'s there. Listen to what Britt Hume breaks it down, because they're starting to look at Donald Trump and not say the best Republican. They're saying this. Cut 11.
Well, I don't see Hitler and Mussolini. We had 4 years of Trump. We didn't get Hitler or Mussolini out of it, although he behaved in a way that was, you know, many people thought reprehensible and unbecoming a president. But you notice there, Brett, the thing that struck me was he always gets around to complaining about that stolen election. And he has campaigned basically on that for a long time. It hasn't hurt his support in the Republican Party, but in a general election, I think it would be harmful to him to keep talking about that, because it's too little, too late, and most people don't believe it.
Right. But people want to normalize Donald Trump. They don't want to normalize Donald Trump. They don't want Van Jones to go over and talk to Donald Trump and talk about how great he was on criminal justice reform and how many Democrats and Republicans came together on criminal justice reform. Now, Trump's way of criminal justice reform is a lot different than we're witnessing now in these cities and these states of a zero cash bail. It was being able to reduce sentences from people like Alice Johnson, who made some mistakes in their 20s. We're going to spend the rest of their life in prison. So let's bring in Mary Catherine Hamm, OutKick columnist and a great commentator on everything politics. Although so much of what we're witnessing now, we've never witnessed before. Mary, welcome back.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. We were just discussing, it seems, the abandonment of Joe Biden by people in his own party and his anger because of it. Do you, in 4 years of experience, can you imagine people bringing up LBJ deciding not to run for reelection? Can you imagine any scenario where Joe, but from what you know, from Joe Biden just saying, you know what, I hear the critics, I'm gone, I'm out of here?
So, I think it would probably be better for their party if he stepped aside and let somebody else do this, although there are costs to that as well. But here's the thing. Joe Biden has wanted to be president since he became a politician, and he became a politician like 85 years ago. I'm kidding. But he was in his 20s. He was in his 20s when he became a politician. He's been running for president ever since. He is now finally president, and he's an incumbent, and he thinks he's doing well. Right. And you're telling me that that guy's going to step aside barring some health incident? I don't think so.
Right. Unless they think a meeting with Barack Obama. Hey, Joe, do you have a second? You want to sit down on my couch? The guys have been talking. We want you to go. But he is actually the more powerful guy right now than Barack Obama, isn't he?
Well, that's the thing. The party has a lot of power, and I'm sure the party would like to come up with a solution for this. They have also painted themselves into a corner because Kamala Harris is the successor, right? The logical successor. And for all the reasons of their woke ideology, they have trouble passing over this historic pick to run. But the problem is she's not good at her job. She's possibly worse at it than Joe Biden is, and she's not a compelling political figure, and she actually doesn't attract the groups that they thought she would attract when they checked the identity boxes, because she's not a compelling figure. So that's the next person in line for them. So avoiding her, it's a real tricky thing to get around all of this and appoint who, I don't know, that you're going to pick Gavin Newsom, the white guy from California who has ruined that lovely state during the past 4 years and is currently cleaning it up for the Chinese communist dictator. Sure, sure. I guess that guy would be next. He can talk at least.
Right. But you know how, and I mentioned this earlier with Steve Hilton, how bad white men are. So we are the worst, haven't we screwed up enough for our generations?
Well, and here's the thing: is like in their party's way of seeing things. In fact, that does become his problem, right? It's like, well, you don't check any of these boxes. You're the governor of a large state, and you can put sentences together, but we can't have you at the top of the ticket.
So I'm fascinated. Nikki Haley's right now on the channel, and you know her campaign is now going to invest $10 million in advertising across Iowa and New Hampshire for the final week of this month. The goal is to see her if she can overtake Ron DeSantis and then get him to South Carolina, and her being the solid alternative to Trump. Yesterday also came out that Jamie Dimon met with her and has been very impressed with her grasp of the economy. DeSantis, in his move, has dispatched three top aides over to Iowa. He's Iowa a bust. And I just asked the vice president, former vice president Mike Pence, what has to happen to be a legitimate alternative to Trump? He says you have to win Iowa. Even though so many times you don't win Iowa and get the nomination. What do you think, Mary Catherine?
Yeah, no, I think Iowa is so, so important to Ron DeSantis because I don't think the road gets easier for him after that, right? Unless you make a splash there. I think he's a good fit for those voters. I think he's been doing what's necessary. I think he has an operation on the ground. I think it's interesting that Nikki Haley is going more all in on Iowa than, say, a New Hampshire, where I think she could be a very nice fit for the more, shall we say, like suburban collar voters, a little bit more moderate temperament in a New Hampshire, where if she could knock out Christie and others in that state, could do her a lot of good, and then she gets to go home, right? That's a big deal for her. So that makes Iowa very important for DeSantis, and I'm a little surprised that she's playing there more than she is in New Hampshire.
It, traditionally, Mary Catherine, do you believe that if you don't win your home state, for example, Rubio said, I'm going to beat Jeb Bush in Florida, and ended up he couldn't beat Trump in Florida. So if you don't win your home state, if you're Nikki Haley, are you done then? Or if you're competitive, you wait for Super Tuesday or Nevada?
I think, look, consolidation is really important to the party. If you want a head-to-head with Donald Trump, which I think the voters deserve, right, then I think consolidation is important. And I think if you don't win your home state, then, yeah, you have made – this is a statement that perhaps you're not viable. Now, but she's been very, very good on the debate stage, and she has bought herself all this time, and she has bought herself credit. She has earned this, right? And there's no saying that wouldn't play in South Carolina as well, where she is from.
So if you can, you were at CNN for a while. You know, do you think on some level they are dying for Trump to get the nomination and maybe on some level want him to be president because they wouldn't have to program anything else?
I think many of our friends of the left persuasion, and many of whom work at CNN are, of course, that certainly that is a bit of a lifeline. Like it was programming for a very long time. He remains a very good, frankly, TV character, right? And I think you see it this week. I've been occasionally tuning in and seeing the story is nothing but him using the word vermin. Right? That's the big story.
Yes.
And I just think when there's like, you know, the equivalent of a Klan rally or a Nazi rally on every Ivy League campus once a week, perhaps him saying a word you don't like isn't the major story. Right? That shows some bad news judgment to me. And it shows that I think all these prosecutors probably want him to be the nominee because I think they think he's easiest to be.
So I'm watching John Meacham talk with Joe Scarborough yesterday. They called him fascist and a Nazi. Hillary called him Hitler. What I think it does, Mary Catherine, it takes those undecideds and it takes the suburban women who left and came back, who came, were there and then left, make them go, wait a second, this guy will ruin the country. He will make it a dictatorship. Unless I'm wrong, what do you think, being that so much about Trump is unprecedented, including this comeback? I don't think anyone thought if you indict the guy four times, give him 91 charges, he'd be stronger while sitting in a courtroom trying to fight for his wealth. I mean, if I told you, you'd go, no, he'd be ruined. He'd be last.
Yeah. No, I think your point is well taken. It's real. The problem is that everything that is helping him in a primary hurts him in a general election, and it hurts him with exactly those voters that you're talking about. Now, you can try to run without those voters, but I don't think you will win. You won't win a purple state like Virginia. You won't win places like Pennsylvania in these suburban collars, like Bucks County around Philadelphia, right? You need those suburban, college-educated women who have been turned off by the Trump years. Now, a figure like a Youngkin was able to win enough of them back to win this state that I live in, and I was thankful for that, right? But it's a very precarious balance, and I do not think that under all these indictments he is capable of earning those votes. I also don't think he has signaled that he's interested in earning those votes, right? That is a problem for those who would like to see Trump win. He has to find a way to appeal to different sets of voters. He has to find a way to win. And if you think you won last time and you don't need to change anything, you will not win this time.
Great point. And what about the other wild card to this? Joe Manchin going with no labels. Cornel West leaving the Green Party, doing what he wants. And then you have Jill Stein with the Green Party. Yeah. Right? Then you have RFK. Is not going anywhere. So if I give you those four people, and Manchin will probably be a ticket. Be someone running with him. So you can't tell me for sure how that plays into each campaign if it is Trump, Biden.
Right. Look, Manchin and RFK both pull from the population that is dissatisfied with both party candidates, right? Then you've got Jill Stein and Cornel West who pull from the disaffected left of the Democratic Party. And what I know is that if it's a Trump-Biden matchup, it's going to be close. It's not going to be nobody's taking anybody to the woodshed. Like, you guys are going to be close, and therefore those unknowns are going to be so much more important. And frankly, I think if Manchin forms a ticket, it's going to get a lot of looks from people, because you see in polling over and over again that what people do not want is this matchup. So if they have another option that looks real, they may go for it.
Lastly, the shutdown or the lockout or whatever you want to call it, it looks like Ron Johnson has put together a two-tiered plan that will have a continuing resolution that will need two-thirds of a vote from the House in order to get to the Senate, and they seem to want it. There's no cuts in it, but there's no Israeli funding in it either. Here's what President Biden said, cut 26.
Regarding a potential shutdown, I understand that the new Speaker of the House has a proposal. It's being negotiated with the minority leader of the House and Senator Schumer and the Republican leader are also talking about it. I don't know what the outcome is going to be. Apparently, there's a meeting today at 4 or 5 o'clock on the Rules Committee, and we'll see what happens.
Would you veto the latter CR?
I'm not going to make a judgment on what I'd veto.
I'm sure he wouldn't veto it. So thoughts about Johnson doing something that got Kevin McCarthy fired?
Well, look, the question was always whether Johnson is going to get more political grace than Kevin McCarthy had. And I think the answer is probably yes, he will, right? That he may be given space to do these deals. He may be given space to do what is the annoying but adult move and sort of keep things running along here and trying to make deals, because ultimately that's how government works. And I don't love government. I dislike so many things about the federal government, but one of the things it does need to do is pay its debts and sort of keep the wheels moving. I think incrementally you can make changes to regular order and have the budget process be done in a more orderly fashion, but you can't do that always under the gun in this way. So I think he has demonstrated by passing at least one other thing out of the House that he is capable of putting votes together. I do think even those who were mad at McCarthy don't want this to fall apart for another 3 weeks, a month. Right? So they're willing to give him a little space to do what he needs to do.
All right. Mary Catherine Hamill, it was great to have you on. You like an outkick?
Oh, I'm loving it. We're having a blast over there. It's a fun group of people.
Excellent. Mary, thanks so much. I'll talk to you hopefully on One Nation on the weekend.
All right. Talk to you later.
You got it. And by the way, One Nation coming up at 9 o'clock on Saturday night. And you can always get the President of Freedom Fighter. I'll have more on that in just a moment. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Paid for by Power Sales University. Individual results may vary.
All right. Welcome back. I have a very special guest right now. He is the world's top sales trainer. His name, Jason Evans. Now, Jason, you told me at the break that you get companies with salespeople a 40% increase in sales in 9 to 12 months flat?
Absolutely, and we have a guarantee.
So why would it be important for companies to even have sales training, especially if they have seasoned salespeople that have been selling for 10, 20, 30 years?
Well, here are the stats. The top 20% of salespeople close 80% of the business, 80% of all sales are closed after the fifth attempt, and 83% of all salespeople don't even ask for the sale once. And why is that? Well, where did anyone in sales truly learn how to sell? There's no degree in sales. Most companies do a day or two of sales training, and usually it's product knowledge. And studies show that 90% of all salespeople have never even read one sales book. So how many sales being lost simply because salespeople are not professionally trained to sell?
So, Jason, I know we're pretty much running out of time, but if a company owner with salespeople wants to get more information, where do they go? What do they do?
For everyone listening right now, get ready to write down our number, because if you're a business owner with salespeople, I'm going to give you a free 45-minute video of pure sales training techniques that will increase your company's sales within days, guaranteed. This could double, even triple your company's sales. This video is closing, handling objections, and more. Just call us and leave us a voicemail with your email address, and we'll send you this amazing video for free. Call 800-300-5173. This is how to close from A to Z for any product or service, regardless of industry, whether you sell face-to-face or over the phone. Call 800-300-5173. That's 800-300-5173.
Jason, give the number one more time.
800-300-5173. 800-300-5173.
Again, that's 800-300-5173. That's 800-300-5173.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
High school students helping a single mom from Virginia makes today's Dean's List. The automotive technology students at Louisa County High School dedicated an entire year to fixing up a car to help someone in their community. A nonprofit called The Giving Words helps single mothers overcome crisis events like car repairs that normally might be hard to find the money for. Michelle Mendez says she is so grateful to this organization and the people who contributed. She admits it's been a struggle raising six kids by herself, but a gesture like this gives her hope. Having a car helps her transport her kids, ensures that she can travel to and from work, and pick up groceries. She says she appreciates everything and everyone that has made this possible. Michelle, thank you for sharing your story, and to all those who helped make this happen, including the students at Louisa County High School, you made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
House Call for Health. Today, we're going to spotlight a disease, pneumonia. You've probably heard of it, but do you know what it is? The National Institutes of Health describes it as an infection that affects one or both of your lungs. It can be caused by viruses, bacteria, or fungi, and causes air in the lung sacs to fill up with fluid or pus. Symptoms vary from mild to serious and can include a cough with or without mucus, chills, fever, and trouble breathing. Your age and health can impact how serious it is, too. When it comes to treatment, it often includes antibiotics, viral or fungal medicines, and it can take a few weeks to recover from it. The NIH recommends a few steps to avoid getting pneumonia, vaccines for one, also good hygiene, including washing your hands, quitting smoking, and making sure you're physically active and eating healthy. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Above all, it shows us that climate action offers an opportunity for the nation to come together and do some really big things. You know, I've seen firsthand what the reports make clear, the devastating toll of climate change and its existential threat to all of us, and is the ultimate threat to humanity, climate change.
So motivating. Give me a second to calm down. It was very similar to Rocky's speech to his son in Rocky Balboa. Creed 1. That's how motivation. That was a great speech. Remember when his son didn't want him to go back and fight again because he was embarrassed by his dad because he had a low education? Maybe you didn't see that one. But that's, of course, Joe Biden, before he goes out and meets with the Chinese president, is going to talk about climate change. How fantastic. That's exactly what the Chinese want to hear, climate change. And what about the whole thing about trade deals and about tariffs and about backing up the Philippines? And what about our aggression with Saudi Arabia on down? What about the thousands of Chinese who suddenly are streaming across our southern border and the spies of which are in our schools? No. I would hope that you'd stop with the coal burning. You mean that we're buying from West Virginians? Okay, fine. I'll do it. That's my big worry, that he's going to talk about climate change. But here's how crazy the world we're in right now. Do you realize among green activists, Joe Biden is not doing enough for climate change? His left flank is open, despite almost bankrupting the country with the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. It is open. So that's what he's doing. He's promising $6 billion, which, by the way, has already been allocated. He's saying, I'm going to $6 billion for electric car companies that these car companies are no longer going to make because of the backing of the unions, where he picketed for the unions. And guess what's going to be the first thing to go? Manufacturing electric cars in America. You got it. Less people, less profit. No one's buying them at the rate in which they were promised, at the price point in which they are. Hey, go to BrianKilmeade.com. You can get an autographed copy of Teddy and Booker T. Also, I will see you tonight in Connecticut. And then signing Patriot Awards.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too. For over 30 years, it's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing, too. If you join before November 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another $150 savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline's November 30th. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number, 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Defying the wishes of President Biden, New Hampshire scheduling its presidential primaries prior to South Carolina.
The president wanted South Carolina to be the first voting state in the Democrats' 2024 primary season. However, New Hampshire refused to give up its long-running position as the traditional leadoff primary state. Officials there announced that presidential primaries will be held on January 23rd. New Hampshire law requires the state's primaries be held at least 7 days before any similar contest. The primaries will take place about a week after the Iowa caucuses. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A victory for Donald Trump in an election case as a Colorado judge rejecting an effort to keep him off the state's primary ballot. In the meantime, the former president has been stumping in Iowa. Also at townhall.com, survivors of Nazi atrocities joining young Jewish activists outside the Paris Holocaust Memorial. That's to highlight a rise in anti-Semitism since the beginning of the Israeli Hamas war.
Standing in a line, a group of activists and Holocaust survivors hold up a sign saying, "We will not let history repeat itself or stammer." In France, half of the recent anti-Semitic acts involve graffiti, posters or protest banners bearing Nazi symbols or violent anti-Jewish messages.
That is correspondent Karen Chamis reporting. Well, medical personnel and patients making their way out of Gaza's biggest hospital Saturday, with one person describing it as a very chaotic evacuation. Israeli troops searched all men among the evacuees, arresting some of them. Israeli forces remain at Shifa Hospital, along with a small number of health workers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall introducing a measure that would impose term limits on unelected members of federal government.
Marshall's bill, the Tenure Evaluation and Rotation Mandate Act, would impose 12-year term limits on federal employees. The goal is to prevent federal employees and executive agencies from making lifelong careers in the federal government. There are some exceptions in the bill. They include presidential appointees, federal law enforcement officers, military service members, and employees in the Department of Defense. Bob Agner reporting.
Election officials all around the United States stocking up on an overdose reversal medication after a series of suspicious mailings, some containing traces of fentanyl, were sent to government buildings in at least 6 states, letters sent to Georgia, Nevada, California, Oregon, Washington, and Kansas. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. An update on some beautiful creatures in Louisiana.
4 cranes are now part of Louisiana's experimental population in Vermilion Parish. Whooping cranes are an endangered species, and officials for more than a decade have been working to establish a self-sustaining population in southwest Louisiana. The flock now totals 85. The Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries says all 4 juveniles have been added to the White Lake Wetlands Conservation Area in southwest Louisiana. Louisiana began reintroducing the bird in 2011 when 10 were released there to develop the flock. John Scott reporting.
Authorities in Arizona identifying a set of decomposed remains known for 31 years as Apache Junction Jane Doe. They say it's that of 15-year-old Melody Harrison. She was first reported missing in Phoenix in 1992. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Tennessee for the 2023 Fox Nation Patriot Awards. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. We're in Nashville, really, for the final time. We'll be back Monday into New York City. But what a Patriot Awards last night. It was just, if you were patriotic, if you want inspiration, motivation, it was where you could find it, the Patriot Awards. If you didn't watch it live, you could still get it on Fox Nation. We'll discuss that with Frank Siller in a matter of moments, and Admiral James Tsarvidis about the war around us. And Brett Baer is also joining us this hour. So I don't want to waste too much time up top, because we know there's going to be a step aside, a one-on-one with the Mexican president today, with our president. He better bring up the border, remaining in Mexico, putting 20,000 of their Marines on their border so we don't have hundreds of thousands, if not millions, on our border, illegals. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
They should have all gotten the same treatment. None of them should have been indicted. This is a statute that is never applied to former presidents who take documents home with them unless they have shown them or sold them to the foreign enemies.
And they haven't. Alan Dershowitz talking about this. Nothing to see here. Joe Biden is about to get a rebuke and a reprieve from any charges over his classified documents case. Really? House Oversight Committee wants transparency. Also, this leak-proof investigation. What did they focus on? What did they find? Was there any one topic that might have benefited the family and another investigation?
Number two. I need everyone to stop what they're doing right now and go read. It's literally two pages. Go read A Letter to America. And please come back here and just let me know what you think, because I feel like I'm going through like an existential crisis right now.
UBL Letters from a Nut seems to be found a receptive audience in Gen Zers. We look at the TikTok that fueling the furor. And I'm talking about putting out Bin Laden's final comments and message to America and thinking Bin Laden is a genius. The twisted minds that are now following him here in America.
Number one.
Exactly why there should be assault rifles located next to an MRI machine escapes me. And this is compelling evidence of the fact that Hamas embeds itself in civilian infrastructure of one kind or another.
Israel at war. America attacked again in that region, in Syria and in Iraq, while the IDF sends out video of the tunnels and the weaponry located in mosques and, most of all, hospitals. There's some people that you can't convince. I understand that. But the fact is the fact, and the video is the video. They are finally getting smarter, not just doing the right thing, but showing it. They're bringing the reporters with them into this unscripted battlefield and saying, watch us, report what you see. And what the IDF is seeing and revealing and what reporters are finding is that you have weaponry by MRI machines in the basements, our Hamas headquarters, in the tunnels are the home, are the weapons depots, and a place where they plot and plan to kill. So with me right now is Frank Siller. He knows the world is exploding around us, a little disturbed, but doesn't matter. Doesn't stop him from doing great things on a daily basis with his Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Frank, welcome back. Great job last night. How special was it to have your brother's son named after him on the stage with you at the Patriot Awards?
Now, good morning, Brian. And it was terrific. You know, first ever Stephen Siller Hero Award. Given out to these five great police officers from the Nashville Police Department who rushed into the Covenant School last in March and saved so many lives. And to be on stage with my brother's son, who's Stephen Siller Jr., And Stephen, my brother's son, speaking about how, you know, this is named after his father, was very emotional, to say the least. And to be up there with you and all the members of Fox and Friends, it was a special moment to be there with those heroes.
And you're helping so many people, not just those who serve in the military, but first responders. I mean, not just first responders, but those in the military. Frank, here's you last night on the Patriot Awards. Cut three.
Named after my brother, a true hero whose legacy we celebrate, my brother's heroic acts during the tragic events of 9/11. Epitomizes a commitment to duty and love for humanity, etching his story into the hearts of our nation. He ran with 60 pounds of gear on his back through the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel towards danger, towards the unknown, to save lives. That same spirit of courage and selflessness flows in the veins of all our heroes, and most certainly my brother, FDNY firefighter Stephen Ziller, for whom this award is being named.
Right, and if you're Stephen, of course, 9 months old when his dad passed. So having him up there, you said that was especially emotional for you.
It was. I actually broke down several times in the last couple of days because, you know, you know, to have my brother's son there, who's named after him, and, you know, he's my nephew is getting so involved in the foundation. He actually works with the In the Line of Duty program that we have at the foundation, where he talks to a lot of these widows and these families. And who better than him? He's lived it all his life, the loss of his father, you know, and it happens all too often when we lose a firefighter or a police officer. And we're so proud at the Tunnels and Towers Foundation that we pay off every single mortgage in America, every single first responder that dies in line of duty that leaves a young family behind. And, you know, my family has lived that, you know. My brother Stephen, you know, we raised him. He was a little boy when my parents died, and he was as much a son to me as he was a brother when he perished on 9/11. But we were so proud of what he did, you know, running through that tunnel and getting there to save other people and giving up his own life, that we started this foundation. And we made a solemn promise as a family that in his honor and in his name, we're going to do good and take that evil act. And we know goodness always defeats evil, and that's what we're doing as a foundation. And to have my nephew up there with me last night and to be with me the last couple of days here and interacting with these great heroes is sad but beautiful.
But isn't the award going to be named after your brother every year now?
I don't know that. I didn't ask that question. I was just so moved that they did it this year. You know, it would be great. I'm praying for that.
I'm gonna motion for it if it's not done already. But but the other thing is, I'm on it, Frank. You know, you're a man of action, so I'll look into it. So Frank, you're building villages now, right? You're building whole towns.
Yeah, so last Thursday, you know, we could go last Thursday, we had the first ever a homeless village that we built in Houston, Texas. We took a 161-room apartment hotel, and we made it into single apartments for these great heroes with their own kitchen, you know, their own bathrooms, their own TV, their own bed, obviously. And on the first floor of this building, we have all the comprehensive services that these great heroes are going to need to assimilate back into society. And we also built 500 square foot homes. We had one of the homes on your plaza there back in New York City.
It's still there, by the way.
It's still there?
It's still there. When I left on Wednesday night, it was still there.
Okay. Well, good. Because people can see it and go through it and see what kind of comfort, because I call them comfort homes, what kind of comfort we're going to give these, especially Vietnam veterans have been in the streets for God knows how many years. We're going to take them off the street, every single one of them, and we're going to make sure they have some stability, some comfort, some dignity, and some hope put back into their lives. And we're just proud of this. So we made a promise. We're going to eradicate homelessness amongst our veterans. We're always going to take care of our Gold Star widows that leave, you know, that have young families left behind after their loved one gave their life for their country. You know what we do for former first responders. They just talked about that. We're going to pay off the mortgages all over America. And the catastrophically injured service members and first responders, we're going to build those smart homes all over America. We'll always do that forever. But now we're going to, we made a promise, we're going to eradicate homelessness amongst our veterans. And Fox is helping us. And that's the beauty of it. And your listening, so we're helping us with a T2T.org, $11 a month, Brian. That $11 a month adds up. It just adds up, and that's how we're able to do it.
Certainty of cost and knowing money's coming in also helps you budget, and you're a business guy.
Exactly.
And it helps you understand what you're capable of doing. So go there. And by the way, look up Charity Navigator to find out the quality of this charity. It's a top notch. Frank Siller, thanks so much. Great to see you again, Frank. And you closed the show for 2 years in a row, and it's quite appropriate. Frank Siller, thank you.
Thank you. God bless, Brian.
All right, see you back in New York. Meanwhile, coming up next, one of America's finest leaders, Admiral James Stavridis, on the latest on the war in Israel. And what would he do knowing that our guys were just attacked three more times over the last 2 days? Don't move.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single-line 5-gigabyte data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single-line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Hi, I can help whoever's
next. Cooper's overnight shipping company has to deliver the goods.
Ship these gifts to your grandkids.
They need a logistics manager to keep the wheels turning.
126 packages going to Toronto, Tuscaloosa, Montreal, and Minneapolis. Oh, boy.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
More than 200 times a second, this question gets typed into an online search engine. Is God real? Author Lee Strobel.
There is a lot of curiosity about this topic. Let me see if I can pull things together and look at the evidence of science, of history, and the arguments of philosophy.
Strobel is a former atheist who used his investigative journalism skills to try to debunk Christianity and ended up not only becoming a believer, but wrote several books to convince others. His latest tackles the question of the reality of God and says science actually provides some powerful evidence, like an old medieval proof called the Kalam cosmological argument. It has three simple points.
Whatever begins to exist has a cause. Second, the universe began to exist at some point in the past. Therefore, there must be a cause behind the universe.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
house call for health. Music can heal the soul, but what about physical pain? A new study reveals a person's favorite songs could reduce pain. Researchers looked at data from participants who received moderately painful sensations on their inner forearm. The study out of Montreal's McGill University showed when participants listened to their favorite music, their pain was strongly reduced compared to listening to unfamiliar songs. They also discovered that moving and bittersweet music increased musical chills, which could help block pain signals. The study's lead author says we can approximate that favorite music reduced pain by about 1 point on a 10-point scale, which is at least as strong as an over-the-counter painkiller like Advil under the same conditions. Moving music may have an even stronger effect. The study was published in the Frontiers in Pain Research Journal. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1977. Criminal Gary Gilmore.
I simply accepted a sentence that was given to me. I've accepted sentences all my life.
By an affirmative vote of a majority of the members of the Board of Pardons of the state of Utah, the death sentence imposed on Gary Gilmore will not be commuted or lessened.
I let the American people down, and I have to carry that burden with me for the rest of my life.
He used it. He made me go out there and do it. I did it for him, for blood. For saying he had the blood.
In this hour of sorrow of both Tennesseans, the nation, and indeed around the world, the sadness reflects the talent of one of the greatest talents that this country's ever produced, or maybe this world has ever produced.
News as it happened then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Exactly why there should be assault rifles located next to an MRI machine escapes me. And this is compelling evidence of the fact that Hamas embeds itself in civilian infrastructure of one kind or another. We have our own information that command and control nodes are located either in or under hospitals. There's several of them. And this is something that's really monstrous in what Hamas has done to try to embed itself among civilians.
That, of course, is Anthony Blinken talking about the war in Gaza. They're all penetrated deep into that city. And people are saying, well, why are you at a hospital? The hospital needs resources. They don't need to be under attack. Well, tell that to Hamas, who, according to the IDF, who has submitted video, they have a headquarters underneath and a weapons depot inside. Why wouldn't you hit it if you want to eradicate a terror group that just hacked up over 1,200 of your citizens? Many, 790 at least, were civilians. Admiral James Chervitas joins us now, the 16th Allied Commander, New York Times bestseller, nine conflicts over the Crucible of Decision, The Sailor's Bookshelf, and 2034, a novel of the next world war. Admiral, it seems pretty clear that Israel could have done a better job putting out the word on what exactly they were doing militarily, because they were losing ground internationally on the propaganda and the messaging.
Could not agree with you more. Let's start with the fact that, yeah, there's a massive war crime happening at that hospital. And the war crime is being committed by Hamas, which is using medical facilities to shield their fighters, conduct command and control. I think that's quite clear. And you heard it from Secretary Blinken. The U.S. has its own sources. Look, I've looked at this intelligence for many, many years. I was in charge of U.S.-Israeli military-to-military cooperation for 4 years. I visited Israel often. Without getting into anything classified, I'll simply say I have a lot of confidence that there are enormous tunnels all throughout Gaza, including underneath that hospital. I think you'll see more in the days ahead. We ought to be calling out Hamas for using hospitals and civilians in this callous, criminal fashion.
So we found a few hostage bodies. They claim that they were killed in the bombings. There's a deals going on in Qatar, and I think that you probably know something about that. And I just was wondering, strategically, what would you need if you were in charge of this operation to give Hamas a 5-day pause? What would you need?
I don't think there is anything at this minute that would cause me to offer a 5-day pause. And I say that with immense respect and sadness for the hostages and for their families. But I think we're still at a stage in the operation where Israel needs to close that noose. And ultimately, Brian, the key military objective here, in addition to rescuing the hostages, the other key military objective, I'll give it to you in one word, tunnels. They have to eradicate those tunnels. That's going to take time, 300 miles under, you know, a strip of land that's 25 miles by 6 miles. There's 300 miles of tunnels. That's been the heart of Hamas. It's been the heart of the attacks on Israel. I think Israel needs mm-hmm. to continue to close those down. Once that is accomplished and the Israelis have some modicum of security control, I think at that point you could consider a pause of some number of days to allow a hostage exchange, not until then.
So the U.S. is under pressure, I guess, from the Arab community. Have you been in touch with world leaders in the Middle East or leadership about how they're viewing this? We know what they're saying publicly, but how much damage is being done, if any, to their relations with Israel?
In my view, there is less damage than is being bruited about by the Arab leadership. In other words, Mohammed bin Salman, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, King Hussein of Jordan, the leadership in Israel, al-Sisi, all of them, of course, are going to publicly align and support the Palestinians. But watch the fact that you're not seeing massive sanctions put on Israel. You're not seeing a breakdown in trade with Israel. You're seeing verbiage and verbal condemnation. But so far, anyway, we have not, Brian, seen a break in the Israeli-Arab mm-hmm. actual relations. Israeli ambassadors are still functioning in these capitals, not in Riyadh, of course, but in Jordan and Egypt. So I think that the Arab world, the non-Palestinian Arab world, wants to continue the Abraham Accords. They want to expand that. The Saudis ultimately want to have diplomatic relations with Israel. This is going to delay that process for a year or so. But no, I mm-hmm. have not seen actual massive breaks, sanctions, right. ambassadors recalled, broken diplomatic relations.
China and the U.S. Two leaders met. China put this out in their National Run newspaper. They praised the warm meeting between the two leaders in California, a marked shift of rhetoric from months of negotiations aimed at reestablishing what had been a test relationship. They went on to say the most important bilateral relationships in the world is between the U.S. and China. A stable and growing China is good for the United States and the whole world. Read between the lines. Tell me how you feel, Admiral.
I think, you know, a lot of life, Brian, you and I have had this conversation, a lot of life is compared to what? And compared to where we were a year ago when you and I on the show were talking quite correctly yep. about the outrageous Chinese behavior, spy balloons above the United States, wolf warrior diplomats. I mean, frankly, who calls their diplomats wolf warriors? We saw nothing but anger and acrimony emanating from Beijing. You know what a difference a year makes. And in particular, here I'll read between the lines, the Chinese economy is sputtering badly. And Xi Jinping cannot afford to have one of his largest trading partners, that would be the United States of America, simply decouple and walk away. So he needs something. On the other side, President Biden is not looking to have a war over Taiwan or a war in the South China Sea, particularly as he heads into an election year. So reading between the lines, right. you have two leaders who want something from each other. Therefore, you have a pretty warm meeting, and that's a good thing.
Right. All right. So it ended on a positive note, but they also are vulnerable. It might be our chance to go on the offensive, respectfully. Admiral, always great. Thank you.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Crime Minute.
That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I believe that Donald Trump being elected again would destroy democracy as we know it. I'm concerned. I'm very scared because, you know, he's already said what he would do. He's going to use the power of the office for revenge. He's going to basically, he doesn't believe that the only election, what he believes is the only fair election is the one he won. And he doesn't believe in the rule of law, to where the law only pertains to everybody but him. It's a horrible situation, and I'm scared of that. That would destroy our country as I know it.
Really surprising for me to see Senator Manchin say that. Not that a Democrat doesn't say that every day, but Senator Manchin has kind of avoided that. And I wonder if Brett Baer was surprised to get that answer as he considers running for president on a non-mainstream platform, whether it's No Labels or independent. Brett Baer, chief political anchor for Fox News, anchor special report, author of the brand new book, children's book called The History Club, Duel Across Time. So that is out. It's really targeting 8 to 14-year-olds. And don't forget about To Rescue the Constitution. That's also out, while covering all the breaking news. So, Brett, you got one of the big scores. You got Manchin to sit down with you. Were you surprised by that answer?
Yeah, Brian, good morning. I was. I think he has been troubled by... That's a Democratic talking point broadly, but in recent weeks, what the former president has said about going after opponents, I think he has been troubled by those words. And I was surprised to hear that. And, you know, I went back and said, what do you say to the voters out there who look at the Trump presidency and say, you know, there was a lot of policy issues that they liked, and him as president, while they didn't agree with maybe him personally, they liked his policies. And he said, well, that's true, but there are still major concerns, and there's concerns about Biden too. So listen, he's trying to play middle of the road. I'm not sure there is a road here, Brian, as far as No Labels, but it's clear that he is making the rounds, and I think looks more likely to do it than not.
Interesting. But the one thing that he said, this is why, despite the fact that he said it, I was surprised he felt that way, because he was one of those people that could deal with Trump most of the time. Number two is, if you do that, the conventional theory is on the left is you give the election to Trump, because that means you get those moderates, pull them, give the Democrats an alternative, and that third party would be enough to get those 1% and 2% off in those key states and give the election to Trump. And why would he risk that?
Yeah, and that's what I asked
in
him,
his
too.
View.
He says that he wouldn't be a spoiler. He's done the analysis. He thinks that the analysis that he would hand it over to Trump would be wrong, and that it would take equally from both parties. I'm not sure. I think you're right in the analysis that the MAGA faithful would stick with the former president, and most of the vote would come from President Biden, if you just looked at it practically. I think... you know, there's a lot of factors here. You've got Robert F. Kennedy Jr. You've got Jill Stein in the Green Party. You've got Cornel West. All of these people will take 1-2% of the vote. It becomes a toss-up, really. And then if you throw in a No Labels party, it really does become anybody's ballgame, I think.
But all the polls, I'm sure, you know, Fox News backed up the CNN and New York Times poll, that backed up the CNN poll, that Trump beats Biden head-to-head. DeSantis beats Biden head-to-head by 5. And then you have Haley with an 11-point advantage over Biden. And on all these major issues, this guy is underwater. I've never seen anything like that. And as David Oxnard pointed out, yeah, others have trailed, but they've had the ability to work their way out of it. Nobody thinks that nobody that I know thinks that President Biden can work his way out of this through pure campaigning and energy and messaging.
I agree with you. And it is a bad, bad place, which is why you get Democrats publicly and privately, more so privately, saying that this is untenable, But how the other shoe drops, how you get from here to there, is really a big question and one that has not been answered. I will say that all of these polls suggest that if the former president is convicted of a crime, it does change the dynamics a bit on the people who support him. Now, not the diehards. They're going to be with him no matter what. But the independents who think he's getting a raw, you know, deal, or the Trump favorable about policy, they become much more vulnerable to getting picked off.
Yeah, I don't know. Like when you get charged, say he's got 90 charges, 4 indictments. Today, the other story is Wall Street Journal reporting that Joe Biden will get rebuked but not charged in his documents case. Now, we've almost had zero leaks, Brett, about this case as Robert Hur has conducted it. But evidently, there's some really egregious practices, but not enough to indict him. Now, all of a sudden, James Comer goes, really? Well, what are you looking at? Is there a theme to the documents that he has? Does it have anything to do with some of these bank accounts that we found? And he wants, the oversight wants a shot at this. Can you evaluate where we're at right now, please?
Yeah, I think if it comes out that they're not going to go forward with charges, it'll be similar to James Comey coming out and doing the scathing statement, but not moving forward with charges against Hillary Clinton for the emails. And I think that there will be some bad practices, because if he's not charged, there will be a charge of two systems of justice, based on what the former president is facing with documents. I do think Comer is chasing money, and he wants access to all of this, and, you know, they feel, just talking to them and the investigators, that it's like a dog with a bone. They're not letting go, and they feel like they have a pretty good bone that they're still following up on.
So the Speaker Johnson cuts a deal with Democrats, loses, I think, 50 or 60 votes in the House, and we get a two-tier continuing resolution through January. And Steve Bannon, one of the extreme right-wingers out there with some power, says, I'm putting him on the clock, as if he's going to threaten to oust him. And we saw how angry Chip Roy was in voting against it. What kind of damage did the Speaker Johnson do, or is this all theater?
Well, I think that's a real question because, you know, you look at the vote, Brian, it's almost exactly the same vote that kicked out Kevin McCarthy. Now, he didn't have as much you know, goodwill as Speaker Johnson does for the time being. I think because of the embarrassing moment for Republicans going through this, you know, kicking out the speaker and then trying to get a speaker numerous times with all these folks, you know, Jordan and others, I think it buys Johnson a little time, but it's exactly the same moment, and you're at the exact same House majority to be able to deal with. So, you know, Steve Bannon saying that, others saying, you know, you're on the clock. It's a tough job to be able to walk through a three-seat majority.
What's the early read on the U.S.-China mini-summit among the leaders, 4 hours? I know the president's got, a consequential meeting with Mexico if he chooses to really engage and talk about the catastrophe at our southern border. My hunch is he won't, which is be a disaster. But the takeaway, the Chinese newspapers, we always go to that to see how they write it because it is the mouthpiece of the state. And they said very cordial, said nice things. What is the takeaway? Because we're hearing some rumors that the president might have given away the store.
That's the question. And on Capitol Hill, that's the fear, that they thought it was bad, but they didn't know whether it was catastrophic. And, you know, the interesting thing about it is at this moment in time, China is hurting. They're hurting economically. They've got major systemic economic issues. Their population is really old. They have a lot of exports and imports in order to survive. And so if we wanted to, the U.S. could have the boot on the neck of China, just like we did have the boot on the neck of Iran before the sanctions were loosened or not enforced. So I do think that there's questions. I don't think that there's definite deliverables, the military-to-military contact. I mean, they can pick up the phone. The fentanyl deal, we don't have the outlying of how that's going to be enforced. And we did get a couple of pandas, apparently.
Come on. I don't read pandas. I mean, I know people like to see the pandas, but I actually think they're mocking us at this point.
I'm kidding about the pandas, but that's it. That's a deliberate.
But no, you're not kidding. That's it.
No, I know. True.
Yeah, I know. And then you said and the other thing they brought up is we're going to be communicating in times of contention between defense departments. Okay, fine. We're not heading off their destroyers. We're not interdicting their planes. We're not getting within 10 feet of their B-52s. So in a way, we're going to try to deal with the bully.
Here's what wasn't discussed: the origins of COVID, the spy balloon, and what exactly happened with all of that. The spy facility that's being built in Cuba, the international effort by China to steal secrets, trade secrets from companies and the government. None of that apparently was discussed. Apparently climate change around the edges was discussed with Secretary Kerry, now climate advisor, a few seats away from the president. But, you know, what is China going to do? They have created coal fire plants, two of them, every couple of weeks in 2022, and that has not stopped.
So tell me about your children's book, what the approach was. I know you, when I get online and I talk about my history books and just Teddy and Booker T, they say, I wish you could make this for your kids. I wish that my kids can read this. Is that what, is that what's behind your latest book?
Yeah, it's called History Club, Duel Across Time, and it's the first in the series. What happened was, I want to do this to open the eyes of not only our generation, but younger generations in particular, and make it readable. I tried with these presidential books to have like a young reader version, but it just wasn't exciting. It was good, but it wasn't exciting. It was more like a school book. And so I changed the dynamic and went to graphic novel, which apparently is the thing for these middle schoolers, and came up with this idea of this middle school class, four friends who are in this history club, and they work together on these competitions, but then they get tapped by this time traveler who says, we need your help to stop this villain, the history twister, who is changing history, and you've got to fix it to get it back to normal. Anyway, it was a vehicle that I could get actual pieces of history all throughout time into this graphic novel and then sneak in some real history to these really 7 to 14-year-olds.
Awesome. And how do we get it?
It's out. It's out. It came out Tuesday, so Amazon, wherever you get books. It's called The History Club, Duel Across Time. You can go to my website, brettbear.com. Right. It'll be everywhere.
I know you're going to be in Vero Beach. The big buzz for your last one. They say, Brett's coming back. I go, no. He came already, and they said no, and they told me about your book. So are you what other cities can we commit to a Brett Bear signing?
Yeah, so let's see. Thanksgiving week, Wednesday, before Thanksgiving, I'll be in Naples at that Barnes & Noble. So there could be a lot of grandparents there if they want to come out. I think it's 1 o'clock. At the Naples Barnes & Noble on Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And then I'll be at Vero Beach with a big signing there. I just got finished with George H.W. Bush's library. Had 750 middle schoolers and did a PowerPoint about the book, and they were fired up. So that was a good test.
What a great idea. That's fantastic. I'm going to be going to George W. Bush's library, which is awesome, on the campus
That's
of SMU.
Great.
So I'll be going there shortly. That'll be good. And hopefully we can.
Congrats on the book. What's the deal? How's it been going?
Well, we opened up number 9. So in the middle of a war, I'll take that. Because you got to make sure that people understand what's happening in Israel. As you know, Brett, before you know it, tell people what happened in the past. So I'm happy with that. We're off today. I'll have 2 signings in Tennessee over the next 2 days, out to Alabama. Gonna have we had some fun last night at the Patriot Awards, able to sign books there. So a lot of great Fox fans asking for Brett Bear.
Tell him I said hi. It looked like a great event.
You got it. Oh, it was great. Another reason for Fox to be proud. Thanks so much, Brett. Congratulations on the book. And one more time, it's called The History Club, Duel Across Time. Brett Bear, Washington Special Report tonight around 6. Meanwhile, when we come back, I'm going to be able to take your calls for the first time. 1-866-408-7669. Go through your emails, briankilmeade.com. Just click on contacts. Don't move.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too. For over 30 years, it's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing, too. If you join before November 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another $150 savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline's November 30th. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number, 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
Team, it's snowing again tomorrow. They're predicting 2 to 3 feet.
Tis the overtime season for Frank Snowplows.
Kelly, can you take another shift?
Let it snow. Quality driver applicant.
Hey, guys, know anybody else with a D license?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to know how to get the same cell coverage for up to half the cost? Well, instead of spending a fortune building and maintaining their own cell phone towers, Consumer Cellular just pays to use the same towers as the largest carriers and passes the savings on to you. Pretty smart, huh? Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week with the smartest thinkers out there about the issues Americans face and where we're going as a nation. This show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me as we dive into the fray. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Last night, I was out on Broadway. Yo, you ever get so drunk that your knee just mysteriously gives out on you? You're like, what is there, an invisible midget running around kicking people in the back? And of course, I can't say midget. I work at Fox News. I have to say Gutfeld. And just jokes, man. I owe the king of late night my butt, man. I really do. And he wanted to be here to open with me, but we didn't have a kid seat in my Bronco.
So that was the pregame with Jimmy Failla. Did a great job warming up the audience, getting them ready. Capacity crowd, I think 4,000 or 5,000 at the Grand Ole Opry House. So that was some of the Patriot Awards, and some of the recipients were there. It was interesting to see all the speeches and the anchors and the presenters, and guys like Dennis Quaid were there, and you got the inimitable Tyrus was also there. One of the winners was James Patterson. James Patterson just loves to write. He also likes the police. He wrote a book about him. Became a best-selling book, he thought. He looked at the numbers on BookScan. He looked at the numbers on Nielsen, and he said, this is going to be one of my biggest sellers. It wasn't on the New York Times list. And they realized there's a politics in the New York Times. Politics with books, often. You know, it happened before, but maybe never happened to maybe the most successful writer in the country. He got the award because his book just saluted the men and women who put on the uniform and man our streets. Cut to.
We need to back our men and women in blue. If we don't, we could end up with a country of cities overrun by criminals, and it's kind of happening already. We need to make sure our police are supported by this rule of law. Bad guys, you do the crime, you do the time. I'm proud to be up here standing in for all these officers and to be honoring our police tonight. Go blue.
And what he also said is, and he's taking this from, this is a guy that wrote a bunch of books with Bill Clinton. He's not known as a Democrat or Republican, as far as I know. All of a sudden, he couldn't get any interviews. CBS was not interviewing this. But really? You're not interested in this book? These are stories of police officers. Not that they're rich. They're not famous. We're not recounting a famous crime that was unsolved. I'm telling you, these officers, this is perilous stuff. A lot of it's on video. And if you don't, you know, if you don't want to do a segment, I mean, you see how visual this segment could be. Could not get booked. And that's why he was more than happy to take the award last night, Patriot Awards. He did a great thing. He lifted up the morale of many cops, maybe converted some kids to be police officers, which is great. And then we find out in places like New York City, the first thing they cut because of the illegal immigrant process, because they need billions of dollars, they cancel the police academies. They're going to not replenish the force as they retire because of the climate in many situations, or just it's been 20 years. Hey, go out and pick up Teddy and Booker T, the story of two American icons who blaze a path to racial equality at BrianKilmeade.com. There's also a button you can click on it. Go to my local bookstore, and I'll be able to sign it and send it out for the holidays. Don't move.
How would you like to come home to a bartender who will fix you any cocktail you want?
I'll have an old-fashioned.
I'll have a margarita.
Now you can, with the Bartesian Home Cocktail Maker. Bartesian is a sleek machine the size of a coffee maker that makes premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Choose from over 50 different cocktails, from classics to the most exotic premium cocktails served in the best bars today. You'll always get freshly mixed, perfectly balanced cocktails with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. And now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever at Bartesian.com/radio. Entertaining? The Bartesian is ideal for parties. No need to stock all kinds of individual mixers for complicated recipes. Every guest gets the cocktail of their choice in seconds. The Bartesian makes a wonderful gift for anyone who loves a fine premium cocktail. Now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever. It's available right now, only at Bartesian.com/radio. That's Bartesian.com/radio for Bartesian's best deal ever, only at Bartesian.com/.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.